Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Things ain't what they used to be now. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby by the side. Mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from men? Can't you stand?
Fail at your job, get fired, rehired, and get a $700 billion tip.
Come on in, sit right down, and fill up your pockets, yeah.
Mass media, information overload. Welcome to America.
The following message is brought to you by Viacom.
Distracted by the features of the iPhone.
Got an application.
In other words, taken by a pretty face.
Somebody's watching you.
Welcome to America. Hook up later at the iPad, so we can meet at my place.
Welcome to America.
Welcome to America. for everything and nothing that Google says is hip. We will not raise your taxes. Read our lips. Welcome to America. America. One of our greatest exports was a thing called jazz. Think today's music will last. Welcome to America.
Welcome. And change.
Everything takes forever. And truth is a new minority. Welcome to me.
yeah, 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 yeah,
Okay. Her question is, how can I travel to the future in my mind at a specific time? Now, we must understand that our mind is not new. The brain is new, which is the body of the mind. Just like your body is a physical body, but it contains a soul. The soul is the mind. The body is the brain. Now, we're going to go further. We have been using our mind, and we can't say from the beginning of time because the word beginning is English. So I would be a hypocrite to even try to put a timeline on our mind. But I know that our mind is a body. And if our mind is a body and our mind creates thoughts, then we know that our thoughts travel from dimension to dimension wherever we go, whether we are conscious of where we go or whether we are conscious from our past or future. So thoughts is what? It's a fragment of who we are. So therefore, when you are dreaming, you have 12 systems in the brain. Your subconscious is the seventh gate, or what they call the seventh chakra. And if that seventh gate is being infiltrated by anything that's not in the jurisdiction of its element, which is laws, because elements is laws. And if you go against the element, you are breaking a law. So when you go against your own self, you are breaking a law. It has nothing to do with man's law. So when you are not thinking, you are not traveling. And when you are thinking, and everything that you are teaching, which is going into the mind of other people, whether it's a physical or spiritual dimension, it is sitting as residue on their physical body, which is their brain. And the brain consists of a soul. And remember, the soul is the mind. So every time you speak a word, you are speaking a fragment of you to go into the mind, which is a world of another person. So when they leave that body and enter into another body, they will take you with them. But if your vibration and frequency is not powerful enough, they will only take you into that seventh gate, which is the dream world. But we have something that's called an eighth gate that nobody talks about. No master teacher talks about this. The eighth gate is the next life. Right now, we are inside of a womb of the woman, what we call a woman. It has nothing to do with sex. It's only something that can give birth to civilization. And this is why we honor the woman. This is why people call her the black god. Right now, we are about to be given birth to. Somebody is pregnant with each and every one of us. And as soon as we die, we are being given birth into another body of consciousness. So how did that body get there in the next life, where we're going to from here? It got there because your thoughts is like sperm. And when you put sperm inside of a feminine element, it produces a civilization, whether it's a physical civilization or a spiritual civilization, to carry out into another dimension. So when you create a thought, you are creating civilization of yourself in the past, present, and future. Right now, you exist everywhere. People ask questions. That's our problem. There's nothing wrong with it, but you have to know how to balance it. Because the same questions that we are asking, it's not meant for us to have the answer to. The things that we want to know here is not meant for us to know here. Why? Because we knew it in the past. And we had to come back here because we left something. And when you leave something that is valuable, you have to go back and get it. Why do I say that? Because you have something called an altar, which is your destiny. And everybody has their own destiny. Everybody have their own history. But when the European told you that we have a collective history that's called African history, this is what enslaved you. It had nothing to do with slaves being beat or hung on a tree. The biggest oppression is when they told us that we have a collective slavery. All of us have an independent slavery. Because we all come from an independent spiritual bloodline. If we're not physical people, then why are we trying so hard to contact a physical history? Do you know who wrote your history? Do anybody know who wrote our history? We just pick it up and follow other people. So we come out of our mother's womb, we grow up, we go to school, and we say that we're African. But who said that? Find the first person who said that you are the African. Find the first person that said that you were a slave. Because once you put that you are a slave in your mind, then you are manifesting the things that you put in your mind. So you are what you think. So if you put the word or the element or the frequency slave in your mind, then you are that. What you say. But if you say that you are the most superior, and you say that you are not a slave, even though the people who claim to be conscious are going along with the agenda of the oppressor to say that we are slaves through their PhD or their so-called degrees. They're not conscious. They're not conscious. Anybody who say that you need a degree to be spiritually intact with that which didn't have a degree 10,000 years ago. We didn't have degrees. Europeans didn't exist 10,000 years ago. So what do we have to actually confirm our artifacts, to confirm our archaeology, to confirm our intelligence? We had ourselves. You are your degree. So when you are talking about having credibility through a paper or an institution, you must understand that the Moors were the first people who built the institution. And when the Moors built the institution, they didn't build it in your favor. They built it in the jurisdiction of teaching those to suppress you or to enslave you. You are only great when you can separate yourself from the world and things that's in the world. Because the things that's in the world has nothing to do with you. This is why the things in the world don't have your fingerprint. Now, if we all had the same fingerprint, then I'll be saying something different right now. But for the mere fact that we don't have the same fingerprints, let me know that we don't have the same destiny. Because you think that fingerprints is something that you have on your hand or they can trace on a gun or something. No, your fingerprint is spiritual. You can take your fingerprint, and what you can do is you can break it down to its lowest common denominator and find out the characteristics of that person with that fingerprint. So when you go to a jail and they take your fingerprint, they can tell 20 years down the line whether you're going to commit a crime or not. They only give you the general basis of DNA. DNA is never disconnected from you because DNA is your spiritual self. The stuff that we call blood, sperm, plasma, that's only the physical body of the DNA, but that physical DNA holds something they call a soul, which is the information that is consistent with that DNA. And what do we call that? We call it the unknown. And what is the unknown? Anybody. The unknown is the reality. Because anything that can't be broken down to its lowest common denominator is more superior than that which is known. That's why we are enslaved, because we know that we're Africans. We know that we're Moors. We know that we're white. We know we're black. But only in the physical realm, though. But what are you really? You are only these things because somebody told you that you are these things. Farrakhan told you that you were Muslim. Right?
Yeah.
The white man told you that you were Christian. Am I correct?
Yeah.
The Congo community told you that you were African. But where did they get their literature from? Who did they learn this shit from? I don't give a damn who it is. They learned it from somebody else. And this is why they hate Osaka Fall. Because I do not stand in the jurisdiction of that which you have learned from the oppressor. You cannot say that the oppressor is devil or the oppressor is God, but you still use 10% of their theory to identify who you are. I'm nothing. Because the one that is nothing is that which is stronger. I have no law to abide by, so therefore I don't have to follow a law. I have no law to abide by. I don't have to follow God or Jesus. Because we know that God is only 600 years old, the word itself. So if God is only 600 years old, what were people calling the agenda before God? Y'all are in trouble, man, and I feel sorry for you. Because a lie, God did not exist at a time that language did not exist. Because there was a point in time when language did not exist. And if language did not exist, the word God didn't exist. Allah did not exist. Our ancestors communicated to the stars. A few people say, well, you know what? I'm coming for you because we have to prove this Dogon theory. Even if Dogon is a theory, it shows that you acknowledge it. So my defense is I can use the Dogon theory Even if it did exist, and I can use the doggone theory even if it didn't exist. Why? Because the same people that you said is the devil or oppressor is the same people that you are using as a defense as far as their theories. We are more than humans. People don't understand me. They don't understand others like me. It's only a few. They only know that's happening and we don't need to know this shit. How can I be wrong? Prove me wrong. How can I be wrong? Who says I'm wrong? I'm willing to learn. Tell me. Give me the truth. Show me I'm wrong. Prove me I'm wrong. Prove to me that I'm wrong. Because you know what? There's a lot of agents out here that the government has already paid. George Soros is paying 263 people. They are on payroll with the government that is in the conscious community. And you don't have to believe me, but it will come out soon. And when it do come out, don't run to me. Because I warned you. I warned you, niggas. This here shouldn't have to be manifested. I shouldn't have to be doing this because our people should know better. But there are clones. I'm going to go even further. There are clones that exist among us with black faces that is being operated by the fucking European here on 125th Street. They're the Nation of Islam. They in the church. The TD Jakes that you believe in is not real. They take your DNA and they copy your information from your DNA. They copy and paste your DNA into a clone, and now your clone is actually carrying out their agenda. But can they get on second floor? No. Because I'm 50 years ahead of them. And 5,000 years, spiritual term, ahead of them. They want me so bad. I get so many offers from Hollywood. Can we use your book for a movie? Can we do this for a movie? Can you come and be in a movie? No. You know why? Because if I was to do a movie, the most important executives and producers would die. I got defense. I don't need physical defense. I don't need physical defense. Call me pseudo, call me whatever you want to call me. But I know. Half of you motherfuckers saying I'm pseudo because I believe in extraterrestrials and aliens. But half of you are following Elijah Muhammad and Farrakhan. And if Farrakhan says he went up on a wheel and spoke to Elijah Muhammad, they call us pseudoscientists too, goddammit. Because y'all are slaves. Just because somebody don't have a platform, a superior as Farrakhan, that they are not intelligent. Intelligence is not based on how many years you went to a physical building that was created by a European. Intelligence is based on what is in your DNA. And sooner or later, you are going to see. So with that much said, Black Science TV 111, Osekafor, I'm out.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Greetings, 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 everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday. I'm your host, Haru the Seventh Oracle. And guys, today, we're going to drop some more gems today, guys. this is a lot of information, you know, for someone who is seeking to be in the know, you know, on a esoteric level, you know what I mean? So today, guys, it's pretty much open discussion. You know, if anybody want to call in, discuss anything, I left that open. But the brother is Rashard Jamal, you know, and he's also he has a YouTube channel, University. I have to get it for you guys because this is actually on another backup channel because the information that he's been dropping lately is so fire, is so vital that I had to bring it to this platform. And the reason why I do this a lot is because some of the information, as you guys know, on Facebook is censored. And sometimes, you know, the information gets deleted, you know, to where it doesn't, you know, serve the masses. So it's always good to back it up, which he said he backs his shit up. So it's good to back it up. And it's also good to those that's listening, to those who are teachers, if you do Facebook Live, you know, however, guys, if there's any ways you can back up your audios or, you know, however, because if you're doing Facebook Lives and it's just stored on Facebook, you think you can just go back to it. It's one time where I had up to 7 Facebook pages. I have literally had, you know, pages wiped from me. You know, my Haruda Oracle page, my main page, I had, you know, a good 4 accounts just wiped up, you know, gone. You know what I mean? With in vital information. So I say that to say, guys, if you are a teacher on any kind of platform or world stage, always back your shit up. Enhancing Awareness Radio, sometimes I'll get you guys this information, you know, your lives or whatever I feel is conducive to this platform, and I'll articulate it into a broadcast as I am doing today. All right? So, you know what? Before I play him, that was Oteka 4, but before I play him, let me go ahead, because he's going to go in the depth of the nanotechnology and the nanobots. So he's going to go, Rashard's going to go in. But before I do that, I feel the urge that I need to play Oteka 4 when he speaks on the vaccine. So let me go ahead and play Osei first, about 10 minutes, and then we'll hop into the spice of today, Rashard dropping some gems. And I'll be back, you know, periodically to kind of discuss in between. Yeah, guys, enjoy. Hold on.
And the video that's coming to y'all to just give you something that's going to hopefully make a lot of you sheep think. If not, then you can't save everybody. A lot of people hit me up, what can I do to help out this family member because they took the vaccine or this and that. Family is not based upon physical biology. Family is not based upon physical biology. Kinship is the DNA of frequency and the DNA of mental. All right? You know, a lot of y'all, a lot of things I'm about to say might be cold, but it's okay. It's fine. Because truth has no feelings for nobody. I'm going to say it again. Truth has no feelings for nobody. Before I go further into this video, if you can't handle true spirituality, right, if you can't handle or fathom that there are true, intelligent souls or beings on this earth, a few of them, not a lot, who are actually by way of the sun, through the ethers, are getting certain things sent to them, right, by way of the light wave frequency, if you don't think that this is something that can possibly be, then get off the video right now. If you got any type of negativity, go your own way. Because the thing that I'm about to disperse is not for the narrow-minded. It is not for the narrow-minded. And again, when I say a few people on earth, there are a few people on earth, right? And by way of the sun sends intelligence to certain people whose DNA is on a certain spectrum, right? Within the jurisdiction of certain parameters inside of the ethers. When I say the ethers, I'm talking about a certain type of light that holds records. Now, those who run our government is not human. Those who run governments are not human. These beings who run governments are going to war with certain intelligence that live in the sun. You might say, well, how can anything live in the sun if the sun is hot? Well, I thought that heat goes up. Heat don't come down. I've already established that in my books. Not only that, but you have other scientists who agree with certain things in my book when it comes to the heat not being, the heat not coming from the sun. We know that the atoms in the atmosphere heats up by way of the magnetism of the volume that is being dispersed from the sun. The sun is a magnet. And inside of this magnet, there is intelligence, consciousness, right? That is on a wheel. And by way of this wheel, it disperses information into the environment and our environment. And those who run our government, know that at a certain time, a certain season, there are certain speculations and events where planets going to retrograde or certain moons going to ceremonial sequences. It disperses intelligence to certain people on this earth that these beings that I'm talking about that live in this sun, they look like you and me, but their DNA and their anatomy is different. Their DNA and anatomy is constructed to the point where they can actually taste the environment of the sun, right? Now, these things don't communicate by way of mouth. They communicate by way of a light that's in their mind, right? And the light that you see shining from the sun is a form of consciousness that they use to burn onto or to send into the environment. And the government knows that this is why they are spraying chemtrails into the air. They are blocking the sun. We never ask why they are blocking the sun, though. The reason why they're blocking the sun is because they're blocking natural communication. See, these 5G towers, 6G towers, right? And I'm coming for y'all, those who got the vaccine, because that 6G tower now is going to be a problem for y'all. Dreaming, not being able to wake up at your own will, right? Staying inside of dreams, and then you run into the doctor because they already know that you're coming to them, because this stuff is engineered years ahead of time. So they're waiting for you already to come to them so they can send you to some type of military facility to have you checked out. That'll be phase two of your experiment. Phase one was you taking the vaccine. Phase two is now they have you inside of a certain type of facility where now they're doing experiments on you because they are looking to create a new form of human being that they can live in for a long time. These beings that run our government can't live in our environment for a long period of time. And so they say, okay, since we can't live in, they can't live in us, but for so many years, maybe 2 or 3 years, now they're trying to create a new type of us, right, where they can live for a long time. So they found a gene inside of us, right, in particular, black people. And I'm not saying to be racist because we hold genetics that is beyond the remnants of certain things inside of the universe. It's identical, but it's beyond. The vibrations or the vibe that is coming off of our RNA, our ribonuclear acids, right, is more deeper than certain cultures, but I'm not going to go into that. I want to stay on the subject. These vaccines, right, it's going to block out certain sequences from the sun because the sun is about to disperse something very heavy into our environment within the next 5 to 10 years. Right now, it's doing it slowly. It's raindrops of information coming in, right? And it's coming in slowly. And so now they have to gather scientists, right, who they took away from Russia, right, who they took away from Germany, right? All these kind of people they have hiding in their camps and stuff like that in their military bases. And they're torturing them, making them create certain technologies. Uh-huh. That's right. Even said, when they say alien crash and Area 51 and all of that, they weren't alien green monsters with big eyes. These were beings from another planet who had higher intellectual, scientific things that they could add to what's going on here. And so now they are having talks. They're having meetings on other planets with these beings. And they've come to the conclusion that, okay, we agree. Let's go down here. And so now you have T-Mobile and other carriers telling you to come in. They're going to give you 3 phones. They'll give you 60% or 35% off and tell you that they're 5G phones. No. How many people ride down the expressway, whether you're going south or north, years ago, and they're still doing it today, where you see they got workers out at 8 or 9 o'clock at night, sometimes 11 or 12 midnight? What the hell are they doing out here at nighttime? fixing streets or infrastructure. They weren't doing that. They were putting up 5G towers, right? They were putting up 5G towers, and now they have 6G towers, right, in the ground. The 6G towers are not going to even be above our head. The 6G towers are going to be in the ground, and they're going to be able to disperse the frequencies into the atmosphere, and those who got the vaccines, it's going to be a problem. They're going to start working on you first. So now they can go cashless and tell people, well, if you don't have it, they force you to do it. These people are criminals. How can y'all trust people? How can y'all sit back and take vaccines, right, and walk into the slaughterhouse with people who intellectually putting a gun to your head telling you that you won't be able to buy food or go wherever you please? Like, y'all not even looking at that. They're basically telling you without putting a gun to your head that, look, I'm going to be like, fuck what you say. You're not going to be able to eat, drink no water, or go nowhere unless you have this vaccine. Why are they pushing this vaccine, right, versus all the other vaccines we've had in the past? Why this vaccine? Why are they so dominant on this? Why are they putting pressure on people about this one? Oh, because it's COVID-19, which is not even, you know, FDA approved. Not that I give a fuck about them, because whether they approve it or not, my spiritual sense is telling me already that it's something wrong. And all the stuff that they've done to throughout history, smallpox, creating HIV, AIDS, and plagues, and causing genocide throughout history, the same people's children, right, doing it in a way where now they're tricking y'all. So now y'all want to become victims in new history books 100 years later, where other children 100 years later will look back and see what a COVID-19 was really a genocidal tactic that they did to the so-called Indians. But it's you that are going down in history as victims. So you gotta make up your mind. You want to become victims of this history, or you want to become warriors within this history. Black Science 211-0844. I'm out. Peace.
All right, guys. So whether you have the vaccine or not, you know, or you have the COVID test or not, guys, I think that it's very important not to fear, but it's also very important to know, be in the know about what the fuck is going on behind the curtain. So that was kind of the segue into what we're going to be, what Rashad is going to be dropping. You know what I'm saying? So here's a compiled clips. I believe each clip is about 33 minutes. But we'll see how many we can fit in here. Depends on what he's talking about. So we'll go ahead and hop right into this, guys. All right. And I'll be back periodically throughout just to chime in on what's being discussed. All right.
Niggas can't even catch a break. Niggas, you won't catch COVID around this motherfucker before you catch a goddamn break. Are you serious right now? We're just, once again, the four C's. We're just some cordial, color, concerned citizens. That's all we are. You hear me? We're just some cordial, color, concerned citizens. That's all we are, the four C's. Y'all gonna hear when we created that saying. Here, you can't catch nothing no more nowadays but COVID. Let them tell it. You will catch COVID before you catch a break. Nigga, this shit so out of pocket, y'all. You will catch the motherfucking gingerbread man before you catch. Nigga, you're... Niggas couldn't even catch the gingerbread man. You're... Niggas, listen, everything is COVID, y'all. Everything called is COVID. Niggas ain't caught COVID before they didn't caught the motherfucking gingerbread man around this motherfucker. Nigga, we've been trying to catch the gingerbread man for years, never caught him. Niggas ain't caught COVID, though.
And if you do catch the gingerbread man, when you go in the doctor's office, they're going to tell you you caught COVID. I could have swore I was just chasing a motherfucking gingerbread man, but when I came in the hospital, now all of a sudden he done turned into COVID, huh? Now I didn't. Niggas still looking for Bigfoot around this motherfucker. Niggas ain't called Bigfoot, but niggas ain't called COVID though. We done jumped past so much shit in literally 24 months. I don't even know this how unenlightened our people are and people are. Do you know that just to create a vaccine, that takes like damn near two to six years, right? They need a geneticist to come in, and they got a plague. They get eugenics labs, and they get getting under the microscope and fucking with shit. COVID ain't even been out 2 years. And if you want to go with the name COVID itself, to be exact, that's been on the back of motherfucking goddamn it, Lysol bottles and shit since the motherfucking 60s. Hey, I'm going to take y'all back. Remember that old cartoon, y'all, Where in the World is Carmen San Diego? We never caught her, dude. They never could catch Carmen San Diego. But niggas ain't caught COVID, though. It was a cartoon, and for the new generation, 21 under, y'all probably don't know about it. Go look it up. It's called Carmen San Diego. They could never catch her, yeah. The whole, every force in the world was looking for it, never caught her. It used to come on. Where in the world is Carmen San Diego? Where in the world is Carmen San Diego? Nigga, still ain't catch Carmen. We never caught Carmen, nigga. I grew up, had kids, nigga. You hear me? And in some, in motherfucking 10 years, they might have some motherfucking kids, and we still ain't caught Carmen San Diego. But niggas didn't call Kobe, though. Nigga, we have yet to find out how many licks it takes to get to the center of a motherfucking Tootsie Pop. Y'all never told us that. Y'all just put the motherfucking commercial on. It used to be the little boy with the owl. It used to be the owl. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? It used to be licking at mommy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then you hear the crack. You never found out. We still have yet to find out. We have not caught the number or have been exposed to, I mean, there's some mysteries y'all have put out there that we just never caught wind of yet, but niggas didn't call Corona, no. Hear? Nigga, we still ain't found out how many licks it takes to get to the center of a motherfucking Tootsie Pop. But, in less than 24 months, y'all done figured out a whole new virus and came up with a motherfucking plan for it, escape route for it, a motherfucking vaccine for it, 2, 3, 4 backup vaccines for it, a card for it with a whole marketing plan. This shit has been the biggest marketing plan ever I've ever seen. Y'all had a cold ass rollout, nigga. Y'all marketing plan for the pandemic was so crucial, I just sit back and took business notes like, DJ cold-blooded. Well, their marketing plan was crucial. You hear me? That was a cold-ass marketing plan. You hear me? If anything I learned from the pandemic, y'all, the pandemic was like, motherfuckers will bite a bullet if you paint that motherfucker like some candy. Andy. They can see the tip of the bullet and everything. You can really just put a wrapper around that bitch and say, candy, and tell them it's that. And then bring like 4 or 5 other motherfuckers that they look up to and have them say it's candy. And niggas will know it's a bullet in that wrapper, see the tip of the fucking hollow point, and still bite the bullet. That's what the pandemic showed me. As far as you house Negro ass, rock-seeky ass niggas. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Because they've been deleting my motherfucking lives, so let me re-rock y'all ass with this great challenge. Talking to you, Rafiki-ass house Negroes. if your ass participated, I'm just talking if you walked the crate, if you stacked the crate, if you stood there, pulled your phone out and recorded niggas walking up crates and falling up crates. That's all a part of participation, nigga. Because if y'all wouldn't get their ass a crowd, niggas, niggas wouldn't be out there even trying to walk the crate. Just that. House Negroes. Feel me? And no, and don't want to stand on nothing. All the motherfuckers want to do is stand in line at the club because they ain't favorite rapper in town. All motherfuckers want to do is stand their little greasy neck ass in somebody's restaurant line and order them a number three with cheese. Small, small, icy, preferably. Unsweetened, face ass. Niggas a climb crates. You? But niggas don't want to climb out this hole that they put us in. And then y'all sent the motherfucker grandma up the crate. Like I said on other lives, they deleted. How could you send somebody grandma up the crate, G? Knowing that you hope that granny fall anyway. Nigga, that still sent the nigga grandma up there. Sent an elderly lady up the crate. And I don't knock y'all for sitting her. I knock y'all for stopping her. Y'all should have stopped her. I still knock her ass because what example are you being? She had to be, because you know we don't look our age. She had to be 74. She'll be 75 in 2 Wednesdays. You hear me? She had to be all of 74, and she'll be 75 in 2 Wednesdays. From now. And you want to walk up the crate. You probably ain't even march with King. Auntie Samini's old-ass house Negro. Be 75 in 2.5 Wednesdays and you on the internet climbing crates. Walking crates. You ain't even walked with King. You ain't attend a rally Malcolm had. You was alive back then. Because if your ass did, you wouldn't be walking crates right now. Fuck, we gonna break the generational curse. All you doing is showing these motherfucking elite how easily you are misled. I wish y'all follow me as quick as you motherfuckers follow that goofy ass crate challenge. We'll be somewhere, nigga. You can't get a nigga to sit down and attend a lecture wholeheartedly. But niggas don't mind sitting on their ass in the grass after they even fell off the crate and bust their shit. Fucking smoothie. You feel the reflection? You can't get their ass to sit in class and catch a lecture, but they don't mind sitting on the grass looking like this after they didn't feel. Almost got it. Ah. Now they getting up. Ah. You niggas ready to die over some money, but you're not ready to die for your planet back? You know you get your planet back, you don't need money, right? Because they created money to hinder you after they took everything from you. You niggas, you house Negroes ready to die over $100 or just being placed in the crate challenge, whatever it is, still money that you might not get now. But you're not willing to die for your freedom. You're not willing to potentially have to die fighting for what's right. That's why I'm trying to get us to see. Niggas ain't scared of shit else but them. You don't mind dying. You ain't scared to die when you get in a fist fight at the club. You ain't scared to die when you argue with a motherfucker because it can lead to that. It's violence in every city. Y'all go outside every day. Niggas ain't scared to die. But when it's time to stand up for a true cause, to make a real change on our planet, niggas scared to die. Now death is in niggas' minds. No, I call that being a fearful little bitch, like your great-great-great-great-granddaddy was. Just say that. And y'all know what give me y'all, this will give me y'all. Niggas be acting like if you don't rise against these people or fight for what's right for your planet, like you're going to just live forever, nigga. I could see if it was said like, if you don't rise, you're going to be on this motherfucker a million times a million. Nigga, you could sit on your ass all your life, right, and not do nothing. And then one day, guess what? You have to take that ride, dog. Until we end the system, because it didn't used to be like that. You didn't have to take the ride, but you got to take the ride now. And nothing is wrong with the ride. The ride is better than sitting here. The ride is better than sitting here. Any place is better than here. Right now, any place is better than here. You see that number? That's the answer, sir. When I say any place better than here, we had 11-11 on the viewers, niggas. Ooh, we, that's the ancestor speaking. Let him have eyes see clearly, nigga. Right when I said that, we was at 11-11. I talked to my homie, they said I'm crazy. I was like, man, you crazy, G, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, shit, nigga. If the police come, you just go ahead and go up in there, nigga, and, you know, shit, fuck them, you know what I'm saying? Just go in. But if I told you right now, some businesses, some niggas jumped on me, let's go ride. You're going to say, come on, let's go ride. But if the police jump on me, you telling me, just go get me a lawyer. As if the lawyers don't work for them. Listen, my brother Malcolm said, I live with no fear, man. I just came back here. I live like I already died. I survived growing up in Chicago, nigga. Fuck surviving R. Kelly, nigga. I survived Chicago, nigga. I survived Cook County Jail, nigga. Why do death even have to be an option? How you know we ain't gonna win? Why are we even thinking with a losing mindset? I've never seen a boxer enter a fight thinking about what happened if you lose. You can't worry about getting hit. You can only worry about how hard you're gonna hit. If you worry about getting hit, you ain't gonna hit as hard as you can. In any fight, it's 99% heart, nigga. That's how the old saying was. That's why the old saying was, it's never the size of the dog in the fight. So saying it's the size of the fight in the dog. That was always said because it starts and ends there. I go back to growing up boxing. We grew up boxing. You know what I'm saying? Going to the gym. Boxing. First thing the boxer trying to toss. He wasn't like, throw your jab. Throw your cross. Throw your right hook. Throw your uppercut. Throw your left hook. Put your body up. You know what I'm saying? Teach them how to block punches. Yeah, he taught us all that. But the first thing he made us do, he used to punch the shit out of our ass. He got us used to get hit. Because most people, they be thinking about getting hit in a fight. So if you think about getting hit in the fight, you already lost the fight. So I'm saying, you got to focus on what you're going to do. And you'll recognize when you do get hit and when he's a sage. Because you just focus on what you're going to do. How many times somebody got hit first and then they beat the fuck out of the nigga that hit them? Because they're not focused on getting hit. Oh, you hear me? Now they just see what they're going to do. That's the same thing with you going against the unrighteous system. That is against not only the gods of the planet, but the human beings too. It don't fucking matter if you're like Michael Jackson told you. That's what he was saying. That's why they called him a rapist, y'all. He never molested them kids, y'all. Y'all don't understand how deep to get. Michael Jackson was a dangerous motherfucker with his songs and his music, man. He put so much imagery in his shit, man. And it went clean on everybody's head because the world wasn't ready. And that's why they killed him at 50. All that whole stigma where we laughed at him, even I laughed at him as a kid at one point, laughed at him, joked about him, called him all that weird. That ain't even what that was about. You know what it was all about? The fact that he was putting songs out like, all I gotta say is they don't really care about us. All I gotta say is they don't really care about us. And he's showing black and white people in the video. He's showing people all around the world. We didn't see the messages. We were too busy just laughing at them. And then you wonder why they killed Michael Jackson.
He told them they don't care about us. And it don't matter if you're black or white. That was real, bro. The elites don't care about you white motherfuckers. That's poor middle class. Y'all ain't shit. But one step above us. That's why the fuck y'all ain't royals. Like I say, Lordy, you will never be royals. It is not in our blood. That's why you ain't hurting her ass since that song. Lord. They don't just fear us coming together as gods on the planet, y'all. They fear us even uniting with the human beings who if you want to go back to original science, they owe us that. The human beings owe us everlasting loyalty anyway because it was us who taught them everything they know now. It wasn't fucking Satan. Satan betrayed you motherfuckers. He created y'all ass out of animals and gave y'all a drop of our DEA so y'all could walk upright and have arms like us and shit. Then he put y'all ass on earth with him and he made y'all be slaves. He beat y'all. That's why his Bible laws is all about y'all. That was for y'all ass. That's y'all creation story. He is a jealous God. Right, Satan is. And then he turned on y'all and sent y'all, cast y'all ass to planet Egypt. And then on planet Egypt, nigga, y'all was enslaved by the pharaohs, which were more fallen gods who look like us, black people. So in actuality, white people, you have an inbred hate for black people because your God was black, Satan, that created you. And he mistreated you and cast you to planet Egypt. You had to break away from planet Egypt with the help of the reptilian race, more fallen gods, and these Pleiadians who looked like yourselves, but they were way more sophisticated. And then y'all stole all them 757 Boeing engines and helicopters you see today. Those came from planet Egypt. I'm teaching y'all true history, white America. That your own white people won't teach y'all because they rich as fuck and they don't give a fuck about y'all ass, nigga. You, they keeping all the good shit for themselves. Leaving y'all down here to fight us in this war because they know we rising. So then y'all the crash dummies, y'all the pawns. Yep, these black motherfuckers rising, they gonna fuck these white people up. See what I'm saying? Because they taught us to not like y'all too. They showed us all the slavery shit for now to get on y'all ass. They didn't have to teach us about slavery, nigga. Why they teach us about it? It's a chess move. Chess. Put the pawn right there. Show him the pawn. So when the knight, he want to jump and take that pawn, he'll think it was them. We ain't got nothing to do. It's called hiding your hand. And they step back out the way. Remember like in the cartoons, y'all? The good guy chasing the bad guy. The bad guy stop. The good guy, they get to jump on the bad guy. There's so many of them jumping, the bad guy like get out the little circle and he run away and they still be fighting each other. Same shit. Same shit. That's why they trying to kill me now. Because of this shit I'm teaching. You hear me? I'm exposing too much truth. But the key word is trying. It will never work. And I guarantee you, America, when you come at me aggressively, nigga, it will be no more. That will be the day World War III will start for y'all. I've been too good to the planet. I'm tapped in with the animals, nature, the elements, the primordial energies, nigga. I got the galactic force behind me, nigga. Over 10 million ancestors inside of this vessel, nigga, as we speak. I got the spirit of Malcolm and Alden with me. I could have took to the streets and started killing white people for no reason. I ain't never did no shit like that. And I ain't never told my people to do that. Despite all the bullshit y'all doing in America, I'm going to teach my people and waking them up so we can rise. I left the fight with y'all, though. At least I left that shit up in the ashes. And I say one thing specific with a hit. But y'all wanna use force. Y'all got out on YP the same way. That man fighting for his soul inside his body. Y'all trying to MK awesome. I ain't even know because I ain't watching him. Like, we fell out. So I wasn't even up on his page. And then when he tagged me, I'm like, I addressed it on my live. They made me go check him out on fucking YouTube. Somebody put me back on his page, Ad Nation. I didn't even know that was his YouTube. Because when I used to watch Pharaoh back in the day, he had his Pharaoh page. I go on his page. I see that him walk around the house. I see him in his eyes. I'm like, they got him. Not all the way yet, but they there. And they might have used the motherfuckers around him to do it. How y'all talking about him, the white chick and all that. That's not who the fuck they used. Or they could have got it to Golden and used her. Don't be believing that little low vibration of rock. Ain't no real guy that's gonna get on the internet and even do that if she really loves him. They gonna try to work that shit out too. It's a balance. Now he's sitting around going crazy. Let's not forget what that man did for her. She, what he did for the people on the planet. I'm not even the nigga that's pretending to be Pharaoh. That ain't even him. So I'm not even seen into that. The real Pharaoh though, when they have responded to me like that, we really came together. But they trying to MK Ultra God, and they not just coming for him. They coming for everybody. Period. This ain't the time. You feel me? This is, it's serious right now. It's real spiritual warfare, nigga. And I'm going to go hard for what they did for YP. Nigga, it's what they did to him. Because like I always said, we can disagree, but I'll never turn my back on my species, nigga. This is like growing up in the hood. I can fight a nigga in my hood, but I ain't going to try to kill him unless he try to kill me. I can fall out with my brothers, and we can argue, we can hold a fist fight. I'm killing plan for life. Bo Deal, Deucey Dance, King, Musa, Faith, Mecca, like, them my brothers, we can disagree, but guess what? I'm going to ride for them, and they're going to ride for me. It's the same with my species, I'm loyal. I can talk shit to my from Chicago, but I'm going to ride for anybody from Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Because that's my city, where I'm from. And it can go deeper with my species. I can have words back and forth with any black person, Latino person, from the gods and the gods. But I'm going to ride for my species in the end. I ain't gonna never not ride for my species. Y'all will never give me the PDM. I'll never be him. Y'all can't take my soul. Y'all can't take my spirit or my soul. And this is flesh. This ain't real. Y'all can never have my spirit and my soul. You hear me? Chris Jenner, this why you casting spells on me. For exposing your ass in my ride video. And for me addressing the Kathy Pondack, she y'all never give my soul. Nigga, I'll give you the flesh to eat, but y'all never give my soul. That's why I want y'all to come to me like that. So that I can get busy and y'all can make that shit international news. So y'all can bring the CNN cameras out, nigga, like y'all always do. But it's a standoff with you bitches, boy. You gonna shift the planet, bring it. But I'm not selling out. Give a fuck who y'all see. Nigga, I'ma die on my feet forever, live on my knees. And I'ma teach every motherfucking day the way I've been doing, regardless of what the fuck y'all saying. Just come. Don't threaten me. Just come. I told y'all that months ago. See, you're threatening me because you want me to give y'all my soul and these ideas of chaos because I'll never do it. That's what y'all don't know about me right now. Y'all made spiritual soul cut his hair. I didn't want to say shit. I fell back. But now we must be known. Y'all will never have my soul in the time on this planet is up. I am Neo. I am the one. I told y'all that already. Nigga, y'all be trying to drop a C4 on my house the same way y'all did John Africa in Philadelphia in 1980. Y'all already threatened me like that. Try it and watch what happens. America, the elite. Christian, y'all ain't gotta send those spells. Till then, that ain't gonna work. If you want me, come get me. That's all you gotta do. If you want me, come get me. Yeah, I'm like that. I can feel y'all talking to me now. Oh, so you gonna make us move like that? You gotta move like that with me. Because I know when I stand up to you, it's going to be documented. Your camera's going to start rolling. And then you're going to bring more attention to it than you really want to yourself anyway. Y'all like to do shit silently. Y'all like nobody to know what y'all up to. And I got a whole voice out here. So me documenting this shit, I'm going to document all this for a reason. Everything I do is chess. And because y'all time is up,
you trying to bring the fear energy back onto the realm. And you're trying to use me as a medium to do it. And we won't have that. We sense Rashad Jamal. How many times must he tell y'all that? We sense him down here. How many times must we remind you? There's rules to this astral war, and you cannot break down into the spiritual plane. I'm playing with you. Yes. And you have tried to do that. So basically, you want to change to song shit from Mortal Kombat. So saying it's rules to warfare in the cosmos, and y'all broke them, Satan, because you that thirsty for a victory. Rashad Jamal is a sovereign being. You have no jurisdiction over him, and you know that. He is the Anunnaki God, Grandmaster Teacher of the Eighth Universe, spiritually known as Divine Insight throughout all the multiverses. One of the original 23 finances. You know that. Yet you infringe upon free will. So your children will have no less. Just like we told y'all, or just like they told y'all, and when the book and the story with Moses, how these are all examples of time periods and allegories when Moses told the Pharaoh, let my people go. And if you don't, all of your firstborns will die. Well, we're telling you the same thing, America. Now, through him, let our people go. Because I was in the Vatican, had not the truth, really saw the truth. Let our people go and stop lying to these human beings because you got them full of racism toward these gods who helped them. Once again, through Rashad Jamal, America, the elites, all those involved in Pizzagate, who's been sex trafficking and kidnapping and eating and killing our kids since the 60s. You have innocent men sitting in your jails right now that ain't even guilty, but you set them in there because the judicial system is not based on justice. They need bodies. It's about frequency. It's magic. That's why the motherfuckers that preside over the places are called wardens. Wardens come from warlocks. It's all magic. So where's the kid? We have billions of our people falsely arrested, doing life behind bullshit. So we, the Galactic Federation, the Anunnaki God, speaking through the vessel of the physical being that you know of as Rashad Jamal, we are asking you, no, we are telling you, let our people go. Let our people go. Let our people go. And if you do not let our people go, and if you do attempt to do anything to Rashad Jamal's vessel, that wrath, who saw with your babies first, the same way you started with ours, there will be no more hunting seasons of the animals on this planet, Kai. So they will now be attacking you. You will go to fire your rifles during hunting season, and it will no longer work. You will go out into the ocean, and there will be no more fishing of our fishes, our beautiful ocean, destroying the coral reef in the Caribbean, all down in Florida coastlines. Let our planet go. Let our people go. Let our animals go. Stop poisoning our plants. Stop poisoning the soil, the water. Let it go. For if you don't, and you allow your arrogance, Satan, Zeus, and your army to mislead you, it will start with your babies first. Your entire core, everything is going to burn up. Everything is burning down.
Because it is all was built unjustly with an unrighteous intent. Let this not be a warning. Let this be a prophecy. If you don't let our people go, and you continue your plot to attack Rashad Jamal's vessel, you will unleash a timeline war. You hear me? Do you hear us? Talking to the Vatican. We're talking to the royals. We're talking to the elites, those who preside as mayors and governors over these states while working with these negative entities. If you do not let this be a warning, these things will be coming very shortly, sooner than you think. And thus it should be. Now we rise, man.
All right.
That is the gold
that
used her. Don't be believing
all
that low vibrational
drop. All right, y'all. So that was just the first part of what he's talking about. I know darn well people did not allow their grandma to walk on them crates. Are you serious? Wow. Man, say. What I really wanted y'all to hear, though, is what he's going to be talking about next, guys, and that's the nanobots. So that's really where he starts to get into COVID with the nanobots. But everything that he's saying, you guys, I mean, we have been enslaved so long. We're tired of the bullshit. I love the fact that everything is getting exposed that is secret. So let's go ahead and continue to hear. He went on. But he's going to, you know, refocus and go back into the nanobots in this one, I believe.
We enter this realm the moment upon our inception. They start sticking us with needles, which contain programs within them.
There it is.
That they inject in us as babies in this nanobot technology. You know? This shit go inside your body, crawls all through your arteries, your veins, set up, you know, because it's a program, you know? Some of them contain cancers. That's why some people, you know, they smoke cigarettes and catch cancer. And then some motherfuckers smoke cigarettes and ain't never caught no cancer. Because that program wasn't infused in them. Everything is programs, all sentient programs. You know? So when you come here, you know exactly who you are, man. For those of you with newborn babies, you have not a clue what you got in your possession. You don't have a clue, man. And you about to fuck them up like they fucked you up. Because as soon as they get here, you got them doing yearly checkups. Fuck you. Why isn't they doing yearly checkup when you that young? That's when you at your purest. That's when your solar chi is at its strongest. They got to make sure your ass ain't going to ship. When you first come, they ain't diluted your diet yet. They ain't watered you down yet. You pure. They got you do a yearly and make you take your child and get a yearly checkup. See what I'm saying? After so long, you don't need them no more. They already got you then. You know, but we come here as these newborn babies and these avatars, but in full tap, full power. And then they program us. They teach us to forget who we are. I teach you to remember who you are. But in this matrix, as soon as we come, they start teaching us, programming us to forget who and what we are. Yes, definitely a frequency war. But they program you to forget who you are. This is what school is about. Teaching you to forget who you are. So you go through 12 years of it too. 13 if you include college. They go that 13 again. Because they came in 13 colonies deep in the beginning. So they will always hold the oath to those 13 original bloodlines. Oh, bloodlines. Now we're talking Bilderberger Group. Now we're talking Bavarian Illuminati. Now we're talking Freemasons, the real ones, the ones that's running shit, the evil ones. We are not Freemasons. We are the original Master Masons, though, because we are the original builders. Remember, they stole everything from us and diluted it. But when you're talking these bloodlines, this is where your Illuminati come from. Your Bill Burger group. See, people be just saying, Illuminati, you don't know what the fuck you talk about. You can't connect it back to the cosmos. Why are they the Illuminati? What oath do they take to that bloodline? And that's why white people, middle-class white people, poor white people, you didn't get in, dog. You are genetic mutations. A lot of you all are clones. They cloned themselves. So you have to understand in the beginning, when they landed on our planet, after they started to defeat us, and was able, they never fully defeated us, they gained control of the frequency of the planet. Once they gained control of the frequency, it was only 13 original colonies of human beings that came here originally. But once they gained control of the planet, they began to clone themselves, millions and millions of themselves. They showed you this in Star Wars. Remember, there was only one robot that Darth Vader had, but he had cloned that one robot. So he had a million of them in the army. He had on all white. They were standing there with the let him wet eye see clearly. So those original 13 colony bloodlines, they took that oath to that bloodline. That's why when they did conquer, they set up the 13 colonies. The American flag, because America, Great Britain, and everything has what? 13 red blood stripes on it. Count the red stripes on the American flag. It's going to be 13. That stands for each bloodline. 13 bloodlines running the whole matrix. And they all answer to Queen Elizabeth. She's the queen of the hive. She's the head reptilian. And she answers to these the Alpha Draconian reptilians. And these Alpha Draconian reptilians, who are really the fallen gods, shape-shifting and posing as these Draconian reptilians. Oh, yeah, it gets deep. The rabbit holes run deep. Because the reptilians ain't nothing but the fallen gods posing as reptilians. Because remember, their father Zeus, who is the head of the whole army, Satan, is the master of confusion. And he's the father of lies. He is the father of lies. See, we can use the Bible to find out a little bit about his character. See, once you understand what the Bible is, it's their creation story. Now read the Bible from that point. And understand other stories like the story of Jesus and all those about different prophets. Those were real stories, nigga. But they switched all the names up and switched the skin colors up. Proverbs is spells. They got Proverbs and Psalms from one of our book of spells. No, and nobody know that. Psalms in the Bible and Proverbs in the Bible comes from fucking spells, our original spells we've been had, and they just changed a couple words around, but not too many, especially if you go read the original King James Version of Psalms. Why do you think anytime you practice magic, they always certain spells require you to use certain psalms? For those who practice voodoo and hoodoo and you have evolved to that level of it, I know y'all in here. Y'all know I ain't lying. Why does it require you to recite certain psalms? Certain protection spells require certain psalms. Because psalms and proverbs are ancient pages from this. They have all our books under the Vatican. Majority of our history. Not all of them. Because we have a whole bunch of Wakandas right here on this realm of Atlantis that we don't know about. They showed you Wakanda to make you aware of all these more gods that exist, and they shut themselves off from this matrix. Because when they did the takeover, some of the gods and goddesses retreated, and they set up their own little energetic force fields and forces all around the planet. And the government know this, but they can't find them. They can't get to them. See? That's what Wakanda was about. Remember, Killmonger had to go to Wakanda. He was living, but Wakanda was right here in the middle of America. And we know that America is really North Africa. We should know that now. See? It's all one big landmass surrounded by water with ice walls. The continent's not broken up. They got you believing that. America is North Africa. And they got the sign, they reversed everything. So really south is north. East is really west, and west is really east. So this is why America is really North Africa. Because if you look out, if you look at this map, then America will be South Africa. Even if you could look at it with a side of eye. They told you left was right, and right was left. Right is really left, and left is really right. North is really south, south is really north. East is really west, and west is really east. They did this because how can you go anywhere if you don't even know where you at? How can you get started if you don't even know where you at? Think about it. When you want to go somewhere, what they ask you on the GPS? What's your current location? We can't tell you how to get to where you're trying to go without knowing your current location. So they flipped the map upside down, reversed east and north, south and west, left and right, right and left, taught you these bullshit Roman numerals as opposed to teaching you real supreme mathematics, took all the alpha, the whole alpha-beta system, which was a dumbed-down system that we gave them, they took that and dumbed it down more and then taught it back to you. All the Latin, we created the Latin word, the Latin language as well. We created everything. So this is why you don't know real Latin, because they keep that hidden from you. Because when you recite real Latin, you're going to open up all type of portals because everything requires a certain vibration. You can control fire, water, air, earth. So airbending, earthbending. This is geokinesis, pyrokinesis, hydrokinesis. But you have to be working with the right vibrations. I just saw a video of a shaman somebody sent me, and he was pushing the whole ocean back with his hand. He just had it fast, and he was reciting vibrations. See, you might have seen crazy. The man pushed the whole ocean back. You seen the water recede. The water receded off the shore, started going back, and then he and brought it back, and it started coming back on. Y'all look it up. And see, a lot of people think the video about faith. No. Notice the passion. And the vibrations he was saying, most people won't even know what he was saying because you've been dumbed down with English.
The world is round.
I'm sorry, y'all.
We enter this realm.
Oh, shit.
The moment upon our inception, they start sticking us with needles. We should know that now. Sam and his matrix have been completely cut off. Everlasting life around you, your ancestors. How can you get started if you don't even know where you at? Think about it. When you want to go somewhere, what they ask you on the GPS?
Sorry, y'all. I lost the place, so I just had to rewind it just a bit. Thanks for listening.
Current location. We can't tell you how to get to where you're trying to go without knowing your current location. So they flipped the map upside down, reversed east and north, south and west, left and right, right and left, taught you these bullshit Roman numerals as opposed to teaching you real supreme mathematics, took all the whole alpha-beta system, which was a dumbed-down system that we gave them, they took that and dumbed it down more and then taught it back to you. All the Latin, we created the Latin word, the Latin language as well. We created everything. So this is why you don't know real Latin, because they keep that hidden from you. Because when you recite real Latin, you're going to open up all type of portals because everything requires a certain vibration. You can control fire, water, air, earth. So airbending, earthbending. This is geokinesis, pyrokinesis, hydrokinesis.
but you have to be working with the right vibrations. I just saw a video of a shaman somebody sent me, and he was pushing the whole ocean back with his hand. He had the staff, and he was reciting vibrations. See, you might have seen crazy. The man pushed the whole ocean back. You seen the water recede. The water receded off the shore and started going back. And then he and brought it back, and it started coming back on. Y'all look it up. And see, a lot of people think the videos are fake. No. Notice the passion and the vibrations he was saying. Most people won't even know what he was saying because you've been dumbed down with English. You see how they work? The words are curses. The words are what hinders you. This is why you should always say, I am that I am. Always say that affirmation every day. I am that I am, because that's all that you are. That's the only thing that you know for certain is definite in this matrix. Because the eyes can be easily fooled. Ooh, you have no clue how deep magic is. And it's cosmic law that they must tell you, so they have told you through their movies. You have no clue, man. You got gypsies out here that will make your ass think you in New York City. And you'll spend your whole life living in New York City. And your ass in a house somewhere in the middle of the desert. You have no clue the power of magic. It's nothing to be played with. It is very dangerous. That's why I keep telling you little smoothies online, stop trying to motherfucking invoke spirits. Is you crazy, man? You have no clue how advanced the quantum realms really are. I always say, it's power beyond your comprehension, man. It's colors that you can't even see that exist. It's sounds that you can't even hear that exist. It's beings walking all around you that you can't even see that exist. This is how far you have been made to drop in frequency. At a time, you were at the top above all these things. Now you have been those of you stuck down in this realm, in this matrix, have been completely cut off from everlasting life around you, your ancestors, and all creation around you. Ain't no joke, man. It ain't no joke. And they putting out more and more movies to let you know how real it is because this shit is over with. Go watch Lovecraft Country. Boy, they gave you so many gems in that. When Letty went to the mom to cast out the evil signs about her house, well, that's real. We went through that in our house. My mama cast out over 500 spirits in our house in Chicago. I told y'all that story before. They wasn't fucking with me. They was fucking with her. I ain't hear shit. I was asleep. But I know growing up, I always heard motherfuckers walking up and down the stairs in the crib. And then it stopped. The presence was just gone. So now that I'm on a high vibrating plane, I can understand. Because when she told me, I thought she was crazy. I'm like, oh, man. But over time, mom's wasn't. She's just advanced. She was putting me on gang young. My mama was teaching me this shit when I was five, y'all. Six, y'all. That's what people don't know about me. Like, what was he talking? Give a fuck how long you been on YouTube, nigga. I've been on this journey. I came here on this journey. Nigga, I was three. Asking, pondering about the questions of the universe. Better ask a motherfucker that know Rashad Jamal. Any motherfucker gonna tell you that, like, what, this ain't no new shit? That boy been. Any teacher you talk to. I was in gifted class all through school. What you talking about? Kindergarten through eighth grade, gifted class. We had three levels. ALD, learning disability, then you had the average kids, then you had gifted. I was all there every year, nigga. I went to Noble Street College Prep, the top college prep school in fucking Chicago. You had to get, come on, man, this ain't no shit. That's why motherfuckers, they know me. You don't know me, fam, because you see I got these and I come out the streets, nigga. That don't mean I can't be intelligent because I come out the streets, nigga. I was intelligent in school, and outside of school, I'm going to your motherfucking ass, nigga. I'm a jack of all trades. And I apply this same intelligence to the streets. Remember, when I went to jail in my attempt murder, I beat my case, nigga. I had a public defender, and I had to tell her what to say at the very end. I was really doing next all the questions I asked. The lawsuit that I won against Cook County Jail, which I've been showing y'all on live, y'all been seeing documents for $18,000. I put that inside of a cell. That's why these YouTubers be blowing me. Oh, he just came out since last year, so he knew him. What? I just decided to go to YouTube last year, nigga. And before I got on YouTube, I got talked on to that. My mama seen me downtown in the middle of the George Floyd riot beating ass, nigga. Fuck is you talking about, nigga? Front line. Day one, nigga, not day two, three, four. I went day one, day two, day three, nigga. I went 4 days straight down there, nigga. If you in Atlanta, you know I ain't lying. We was down there every day. Matter of fact, fuck it. Wherever the fuck you at on the planet, niggas was outside every day behind that shit last year. Nigga, my mama like, look, you don't need to be doing that. Go look at my first Facebook live. My motherfucking face is swole from fighting with the police, nigga. That was my first live. I'm like, man, who gonna tell my story? I'm always fighting against the police, teaching real shit, but I wasn't, like, public with teaching real shit. See what I'm saying? I just, like, keep it to myself and tell people I knew, but I put toes in a fight. And I just started talking. And I'm like, damn, that's deep. You need to go live tomorrow. So I went live the next day. That's how it went. And I just kept going live. Well, my first live that started this whole university was for me coming downtown. We had just got through beating ass. Had y'all bitch ass in the CNN building. Y'all was scared. Then they didn't even roll the footage of how y'all got up in that bitch. They just showed y'all in that bitch before we got to act in the whole ass and some. So fuck, you thought we was a whole donkey and a half out there. You feel me? Facts, nigga. We was the donkey off Winnie the Pooh Bear, and we was Tigger and Pooh Bear. So we had the whole gang out there, nigga. It was none but animals, Winnie the Pooh, you hear me? We was Winnie the Pooh and the family out there. None but animals, nigga. You hear me? None but animals behind this George Floyd shit last year downtown, nigga. Y'all had some shit. They was shook. The police was shook, nigga. They ain't want to come back out. You know, we had they ass. I wasn't finna run my goof ass up in there, though. I ain't stupid, though. Shit, bring y'all bitch ass out back out here, nigga. You hear me? We ain't running up in there, nigga. We bagged y'all bitch ass right back. Me and my mom, like, you need to be teaching. Because you know too much information. And I know you're not scared to die, but at the end of the day, you can help more people if you teach them. I'm like, you right, Mom? I still wasn't trying to hit that monster saying. 3 days later, my homie Earn, my big brother, one of my mentors, he hit me. Man, bro, listen, G, I know you're going to go, but them people ain't like you down there. Because see, my mom and him know me, know me. They're like, G, you down there really better take some lies behind this. Bro, they everybody ain't on that down there. Some people just down there to loot. Some motherfuckers just down there to root, G. You down there to really kill some shit behind our people, G. He's like, but don't lose your life for the people. They ain't going to give no fuck about you, G. He's like, if anything, you need to start teaching them, G, because you got too much information. People flock to your voice, bro. You the messenger, G. How the fuck we don't wake all our people up if the messenger out here doing all the fighting? Nigga, no, you the messenger, nigga. That's what my homie told me. And then my mama told me that. And I didn't want to hear that, because I'm a warrior, too. So I'm like, nah, nigga, I want to get active, nigga. You feel me? And then I don't know God's name, but I feel like it was a spiritual advisor. He hit me up on Facebook, and he reached out to me. He was like, he seen one of my lives. He seen live. He, I guess he took a lot into my spirit. You know, he ancestors in him. He hit me up. He got to put me on deeper gag. He's like, man, meditate, go in. And I followed, and I listened all the way through, and it was just revealed to me. They was like, yeah, you already got the key. This is what we need you to do. And I'm like, damn, but I want to do this. They're like, no, I'll do it this way. And that's why I started teaching. And every day I taught, it was free. I ain't charging them. We ain't have a website. I was teaching for 3-hour lectures, laptop out. Go back, watch. I had a little afro. Facebook, when that shit started changing, because Facebook started kicking me off. Then we went to Instagram. Then it went to YouTube. Then, if you notice, I wasn't always aggressive with my lectures. It was more like me straight teaching. I like to be in straight nerdy mode teaching and shit, too. But it made me alter my teaching style because I started receiving death threats back in December from the government for teaching. Facts. Then in January, that's when people in my university started turning on me for the first time. Tried to slander me. I was hurt, but I kept going. You know what I'm saying? That ain't stopping. I'm like, that ain't going to betray me like that. Fuck them. I kept going. That's the first time I realized, oh, okay, even though you're teaching people, you got to remember this social media. Everybody ain't real. If I say I fuck with you, I fuck with you wholehearted. Because if I don't fuck with you, I'm going to just say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't no bitch. that I feel like a person that got a lie and act like they fuck somebody, you's a bitch. Like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if I Scarface with me, you know, like my word and my balls, my nuts, all I got, nigga, like, I ain't breaking the bitches for nobody, nigga, like, you feel me? Like, and I take this to my heart. To not be no bitch coming from where I come from, like stay in your ground. Like I ain't never been no shit starter, and I'm not the toughest person walking. I don't start shit, but if you bring it to me, you better know I'ma finish it though. You feel me? That's me. I'ma go straight gorilla mode, like quick though. You know what I'm saying? That's just who I am. But I ain't gonna start shit as quick as I say something. I'm as easily to apologize and work the shit out if it can be worked out. Cause I am for peace, but I'm a Sagittarius, and we light switches. We light switches. We light switches, but one thing about a Sag nigga, we wholeheartedly, we good people, man. Like a motherfucker, motherfucker ain't finna motherfucker literally give you my heart out my chest, nigga. I'm doing it on live. How the fuck you talking about? Feel me? Like that's just us. You feel me? Like, but people don't be liking us because we speak so bold, so we come out as disrespectful. But nigga, I ain't disrespectful. I'll just keep it real. Nigga, you told me right now. Your lips dry. I'm not going to get mad about you looking. And if you say the shit funny enough, I'm going to laugh with you, nigga. But one thing about a Sag boy, is I'm honest. So if I fuck with you, if I say I love you, I mean it, nigga. I ain't no halfway in with me. I ain't no halfway in ass motherfucker. I ain't two-faced. I ain't none of that. I ain't on that Gemini shit. And I ain't dissing no Geminis, but a lot of Geminis do be two-faced, man. Everybody that snake, my baby mama snaked me, she's a Gemini. My best friend, who I had caught my attempt murder on that with my 20-year nigga, he tried to fuck my mama. Then he threatened to take my life. I had to remind his ass, like, folks, nigga, you ain't no gangster, nigga. You was a drug dealer, nigga. I'm the muscle, nigga. Niggas ain't robbed you because of me, nigga. You gonna threaten my mama? Okay, I'm up. You feel me? We ain't wild that brother shit out the window. And that was a tough decision to make. But if you go listen to my Pain and Agony song, I talk about it. That ain't no shit I'm proud of. That ain't no shit that I had to get out on a nigga that I considered a brother, but nigga got out on me first. So once you threaten my mama and all that shit coming to the play and threaten me, ain't no more brother, nigga, because I wouldn't have did it to you. Nigga, it's me and you. I ain't finna bring your mama in that shit, nigga. And we in the shower. What you talking about? You gonna do to a nigga mama in the shower? Why I know a nigga do that to my... Nigga, please, nigga. Yeah. Still gave the nigga a pass. He run up on me. Okay, they go like it go. Then what he do? Tell the police and a few more of the guys. They tell the police. So I don't fuck them niggas. Oh, police ass bitch made niggas. Then niggas want to know why I don't come back through the hood no more. Why? So y'all can call the police on me? Fuck out of here, nigga. Niggas bitches. That's what y'all is, nigga. You niggas know I applied all the pressure on the block. Facts. Niggas bitches. The block ain't been the same without me, nigga. You niggas stood up for a snitch, turned on me. When I put my life on the line for you niggas for 10 years straight, held it down, nigga. Allen Iverson of this shit for the hood, nigga. The little engine that could. The fuck is you talking about, nigga? I'm going to the cup every time behind the block, nigga. And y'all came in the court and told on me, nigga. That shit broke my heart. You know what I'm saying? The streets broke my heart, too. It was like, you know, like, damn. You hear me? Boy, I've been going through heartbreak my whole life. You know how many guys I've been with, been there for their kids, trying to find their bitch, dog me out, because you know I'm a good nigga, I'm going to take care of kids. I ain't never been wrong. I've been wrong. Hell, y'all done been wrong, nigga. It had been some relationships where they ended because I was wrong, nigga. You see what I'm saying? But, like, it had been times I got dogs that I got because I'm the type to be on some family shit. I'm a real one. That's how my mama raised me. Like, feel me? Even at 16, 17, you got a baby. Come on, bring your baby. I ain't the leave your baby, find a babysitter. It ain't never been me. Yeah, as the youngest of my, that was never me. I just wasn't raised like that. You know, I got good upbringing, I guess. I'm blessed, I can say. You feel me? I come from a good family. I don't come from no, my family from Billy Green Project. But that don't mean I got a bad family. I still come from a good upbringing and a good family. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, like, I just wasn't raised like that. Yeah, you feel me? I respect my elders. There's certain shit I ain't going to do. See, I ain't going to steal. I ain't gotta lie. I ain't finna do no unrighteous shit. That don't mean I can't make a mistake, yeah. But I ain't finna do no foul shit. I ain't finna do nothing where you gonna have to look at me sideways, man. And a lot of times throughout my life I've been attacked. So when it do get to social media, I'm seeing people attacking me because you looking at like, damn, how he got so many followers in 9 months. Bro, I didn't choose this shit. This shit chose me, nigga. I was rapping a couple years back, nigga. But when they tried to get me to sell my soul, nigga, that broke my heart. Nigga, music broke my heart with that. It's like I worked my heart off to get to this point to get in the office with these white people and not get in the office just to find out that Santa Claus ain't real. That's what I'm saying. Like, nigga, I've been having back-to-back heartbreaks with me, nigga, for years, nigga. Losing my niggas. I keep the vibrations out. I'm from Chicago, nigga. My people in Chicago, I'm losing niggas every day. I just don't post the shit because I don't want to lower no vibrations. What? You feel me? And every now and then, if it's the right one, I got to post it. But I hear everything, you feel me? So, I'm still a product of that energy. I'm still a product of my environment. I still hear shit. I still got to call back home and talk to niggas. My day ones, at least, you feel me? It's authentic with me. You know? I ain't on the internet with makeup trying to hide my blemishes and fighting, nigga. I embrace every part of me. I ain't on this bitch trying to go whiten my teeth so my smile is brighter for y'all or get some veneers put on my shit. I ain't on none of that. Feel me? I could wear chains. I choose to wear crystals, man. I'd rather wear a diamond ring before I wear a diamond chain. If I do get a diamond chain, that should say, goddamn it, the UCI or some shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, but the dude, like, that ain't the frequency. So when I be seeing all the little hatred, it be like, damn, that's crazy. Like, y'all turning this shit to fame, man. Y'all treating this shit like it's a game, man. I'm really out here, too, with these people behind waking people up. I feel like if we all waking people up, man, I'm for everybody, man. Like, I started off that way. Niggas started getting bougie. Everybody else was bougie. I ain't never had a problem name dropping and showing love to other teachers. But a lot of teachers had a problem with me. You feel me? Like, and then I responded, and now I look like the crazy guy. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, what more can a motherfucker want? You know, like I say, my own city ain't even embracing what I'm doing on this level, on this magnitude. You know what I'm saying? Like, it should be, nigga. The motherfuckers ain't, you know what I'm saying? They highlighting the niggas that's laughing about violence, man. They not highlighting no, I'm unique, man. We ain't got none of us coming out. We ain't got no Malcolms and no none of that coming out the show. I'm the only one, nigga, and I'm from the streets, nigga. Malcolm was a gangster, and then he learned. And then that's why they feared him. See, you know, that's they fear. That's they fear, nigga. Nigga, go watch the movie, nigga, when Malcolm X was talking to Frank Lucas, you know, because Malcolm X hung with all the gangsters in Harlem. Feel me? Nigga, Frank Lucas told him, you know what America can't stand? And my homie just reminded me of this shit. They can't stand when you a gangster, right? Because they know you ain't no fear in your heart. They can't stand when a gangster turn his life around and become full of knowledge. Because that gangster still ain't got no fear in his heart. And he got all this information, so now he know what the war about. They fear that. That's me. You know what I'm saying? Like, Malcolm was a gangster, and then he turned his life around. He went to 6 years in jail. I had to do 6 years, basically. You see what I'm saying, too? 4 years to fight that case that I got convicted of a felony for another case. It had to do 2 years probation. I just got on probation last year. You feel me? I just got on probation last year, like right when I started teaching. Like that June, nigga, I had to get on probation like a week before the George Floyd riot, nigga. Matter of fact, nigga, no, I didn't. I got off after the George Floyd riot. That's what I'm saying, nigga. I was on probation and riot, nigga. I'm the end, but shit, nigga, I was, you feel me? So in total, I done gave the system 6 years of my life. That's why I said I'd never go sit in a cell again. And knowing what I know, knowing that the laws ain't righteous and knowing that shit is all set up for them to make money off you every day, and then me knowing, like, the people that's really, that the people that's really doing all the violence are the ones that make the law. When I found out, like, the people that's making the law are the ones doing all the fucking, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, literally, y'all, the people that's sitting down, the legislators, is writing the law. These are the drug dealers, nigga. These are the fucking sex traffickers, nigga. These are your murderers, nigga. I can't honor no system like that. So that means if y'all say y'all gonna kill me and I fight back, what y'all gonna do? Or if y'all try to make up a reason to arrest me, and I say, man, under moral law, y'all can't arrest me. If y'all could cuss with me, that's kidnapping me. And if I deny y'all cuffs, y'all can make up any reason to try to cuff a nigga, like they always do. Now, you got your reason and you got your charge to cuff me. But what if I don't want to get cuffed? Now you're going to kill me for resisting arrest. Well, that's a whole standoff, and somebody got to die. Well, that's what it got to be with me. Because at the end of the day, that's bound to happen eventually. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I ain't got to be out here speaking, even if a person not even doing what Rashad Jamal or these other speakers doing. They could be riding in their car and get pulled up and get killed by you bitches, man. You know how many women sitting in jail right now because they had fucked up husbands and maybe they didn't know niggas lied on them? It go both ways. Nails talk about how when niggas lie and get females locked up, they do. And they don't talk about how when females lie and get niggas locked up. And these people that created the system, they don't even want to get us locked up. So that's why it don't take much to get you locked up. But it takes hard as hell to get out of that shit. We ain't got our own political parties, nigga. We not sitting at the table with y'all coming up with these laws, strive for change, nigga. Ain't none of us at the table when y'all writing this shit. And if y'all gonna write this shit, it should be a rule in there to say y'all gotta follow this shit too. Y'all can't come up with the law and not follow the law and think I'ma still honor that shit or we gonna still honor that shit. You crazy. Because y'all killing niggas when we honor the law. Niggas, I don't sell drugs no more. I don't gang bang. I turn my whole life around. I start doing something positive. And y'all attacking me, y'all still attacking me. I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. When I was gang banging in Chicago, y'all attacked me. When I went and got a job, y'all attacked me. I got fired out one job in fucking Wisconsin because the fucking manager was racist as fuck. And he was mad because I was doing the job better than him. He thought I was going to steal his managerial position. So he got me snubbed out the gig. Boy, I was outside the lot 3 days straight waiting for his bitch ass. Never could catch him. So my girlfriend at the time talked me out that she's like, just leave it alone. That's when I said I'll never work for this country again, and I haven't since. That was 2017. Lemonade ain't working for America again. Nigga, I love that job. I worked it hard, nigga. You know how it is when you get to a job you really love? Well, I love that job because I'm good with my hands. I was working for Franklin Fueling Systems, nigga, and motherfucking Madison, Wisconsin, nigga. We used to put the pumps together that you use, the pumps that when you pump your gas, we made them. We used to have to do like 100 a day. I had like 200 done on their ass. You hear me? Manager couldn't take it. I think his name was Rick, some little fat, white, racist redneck. He used to be mad at the end of every day. Why did you do 200? I'm like, shit, I was feeling good today. I was feeling good today. We only needed 100. Hey, well, I thought you would be happy that I did 200. Then he wanted to take me off the pump, and he wanted to put me on a tube to go inside the pump. With this, you got to push the fucking metal piece inside. Look at that shit hard. What's it be a week to learn that shit? I'm like, look at this motherfucker. But, nigga, I need this bag. So I learned it. Don't hurt it all. Week two came, I learned that bitch. We both make 50. I'm making 100. He's like, this motherfucker is great. You hear me? He's like, no matter what I throw at his ass. You hear me, nigga? I was a slave in that bitch. I don't give a fuck what you throw at me, nigga. I'm getting it done, nigga. I need this check, nigga. You see, I got to eat, nigga. I got bills to pay, nigga. Fuck you mean? You feel me? That's how it was. Then I got fired for working hard. It was over with, nigga. It was over with. It was fucked them people. It was fucked the whole system for real on the job. It was over. I'm never working again, nigga. Forever. I make my own companies. I'll work for somebody else with a company before I work for you motherfuckers. And that's what I did. I worked for other black people who had companies. You feel me? And before I worked for them, and then I got my own company. That's how I did that. I'm like, man, fuck all that. You feel me? Fuck all that, man. Nigga, that show you the system, nigga. That's the system, though. My mama got fired like that. 20 years, they come decide to downsize. Nigga, that's what I'm saying. Walk off their jobs. Y'all for fake jobs. Nigga, you stay on their job, they can let you. 10-year-old girl confessed that rape never happened. Appreciate y'all. 2100. I appreciate y'all. Y'all energy is detrimental to the information getting spread. And guess what? It was perfect because y'all get to learn something that we didn't learn in school. So when y'all sitting here with me in the university, other guys in there that's dropping gems and shit too. So y'all getting to learn. You know what I'm saying? You got the trolls here too. So y'all see the goofy shit. So y'all learning what not to do. To all the youth, when y'all in here, when y'all see the trolls, that's what not to do. You know what I'm saying? And it's good for the youth. Y'all in here young, too, because at the end of the day, you know, y'all are on TikTok. Y'all on TikTok with it. So y'all did that. You hear me? But I want y'all to tap in. We're going to talk about the system. You know what I'm saying? We're going to bring it right back because the system hit on different ways, y'all. And what we were just talking about was a situation, situations like this, right? Boom. You know, a lot of situations like this happen a lot, reflections, where, you know,
people get falsely accused of shit like that. And he can't get that life. He can't get his life back, though. It says a high school football star had a rape charge against him dropped after a 16-year-old girl confessed that that rape never happened. He spent almost 6 years falsely in prison and broke down when the case was dismissed. Then the question at the bottom says, should women go to jail for false rape accusations? You goddamn right. But guess what? That'll never happen. That has never been the system. So I don't even need to talk about it. And even if she did go to jail for 6 years like he did, she wasn't doing shit with her like he was doing. He was a fucking high school football star. At the least, he could have gotten college, stacked him a little bread up and tried to make it within this matrix. That's all gone. And that don't just happen on sex cases like that. That happens on robberies. I got a cousin right now. They hit him with a string of robberies, gave him 40 years. He got to do half of that. He in Indiana, free Von G. Fuck out 20-something years. He had false accusations. He ain't do that. And I know for a fact, we know for a fact he didn't do it. If he did it, I'm like, yeah, he did it. It don't matter. He in there now. And I would say his first and last real name anyway. But no, we know the motherfuckers who did it. And other motherfuckers still said he did it. And he went to jail for that. See him? Yeah, Free Von G, that's my cousin. He locked up in there. And it get deeper than that. Somebody said Emmett Till. Yes. Emmett Till. White lady lied on him. They killed him in hunger, man. This shit been going on in the system, man. This ain't new. Oh, we finna get deep. We finna get deep. But not just Emmett Till. How many of you are familiar with the movie Rosewood? Rosewood, Florida was just as affluent as Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Matter of fact, if you think back to the history book, you'll see it was a lot of towns that was affluent, like Black Wall Street. That wasn't the only one. That's the only big one they try to tell us about. Let's talk about it, though. Let's talk about Rosewood, Florida, how they massacred all the black people off the lie a white woman said a black man raped her, because that white woman was fucking cheating on her husband and got her ass caught. Go watch the movie Rosewood, which is based with Ving Rhames, which is based on the true story of Rosewood, Florida, an affluent town that was massacred because a white woman, she was having sex, she was cheating on her husband, and the nigga she was cheating on her husband with ended up whooping her ass. So now she got bruises, she got, like, marks. So when her husband come home, he gonna be like, where the fuck these marks come from? Instead of her fucking being honest about she fucking, she ain't wanna, you know, tell her husband. So she lies and tell her husband, a black person did it, in Rosewood. You know why? They was already jealous of Rosewood anyway. So they already wanted a reason to go fuck some people up in Rosewood. And that's exactly what the fuck they did. Boy, they killed so many black people in Rosewood, burnt the whole goddamn town down. To this motherfucking day, Rosewood don't even exist. Nigga, they ain't nothing but a fucking sign on the road. Google it. Google Rosewood, Florida, and you let me know what pop up. Nigga, off a lie. Off a motherfucking lie. Off a lot. Destroy the whole town. Now let's talk about Black Wall Street. The same fucking thing. Them white motherfucking racists was selling this fuck of our black people on the other side of the tracks in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Because, you know, we was on one side, they was on the other side of the tracks. Go look into the story. Motherfucker, go down there and lie. And concoct a whole bunch of shit saying this black man that did this shit to this white woman. And here we go again. Now, they already looking for a reason to fuck with Black Wall Street because they affluent. Here they go, storming down there. Cold War break out. Nigga, them black people was defending their land. So guess what they did? Bombed them.
because they was getting their ass kicked. You know, we wasn't going. Nigga, they came across the tracks. Nigga, we like, hold on, nigga, what's up? Motherfuckers stood their ground. See, they don't want you to know that neither. They try to just make it sound like they went across the tracks and whooped our ass. Man, hell nah, nigga. Nigga, they got across the tracks and they was getting their ass handed to them. That's why they had to call in the airstrike, nigga. They bombed Black Wall Street. And then dropped all them bodies off in the middle of Tulsa today. Go to Tulsa, Oklahoma. That whole little open area, that's where they dumped all them bodies from Black Wall Street off of motherfucking lie and jealousy. Sport down here in Savannah, Georgia, nigga. Savannah, Georgia, a fucking graveyard, boy. You know how many Cherokee they killed and buried under what is now present-day Savannah, Georgia? And then over them, over their dead bodies, built the town Savannah, Georgia. And guess what? They raided that Cherokee village, too, off a lie that some Indian boy supposed to went and raped some little white settler girl. Oh, we can go back. We can go back, man. I'm well read. I read books. I study shit. I don't just be talking. I think y'all know that by now. But this is the system. Beat the shit out of Emmett Till. Blood sacrifice at that. Two. 33rd parallel, Mississippi. Yes, they did. Awful lot. Look at the little white racist attorney bitch trying to stand behind him with kids like she give a damn. I don't give a fuck if you help them get back. You can never relate. You could never relate. Can't relate. I can, though. And I'm pretty sure others can, though. At what point do we stand up to the system? And that's another reason why when y'all was emailing me, I didn't just jump off the cliff and attack Brother Polite. And for those who've been following me, when the shit came out about Cosby, I was one of the only ones on his motherfucking side. Go watch my Illuminated video. Yo, I told motherfuckers Cosby ain't do that shit. Nigga, once Cosby by NBC, now all of a sudden he a rapist? That's how they always do us. I tell my friend about Dr. York. Oh, no, we got the court records. So that let me know how you don't know shit about these people. And that's why you ain't never heard me speak about Dr. York. You never heard me speak about it. Because I know people ain't enlightened like that yet. It's no need to. First thing you're going to say, he got 200 child sex cases. You're not realizing that man started schools and everything on his own land. The government couldn't take it. He was teaching about the same shit right now. How y'all come in here listen to me and listen to YP and listen to everybody else. Fuck all that. Nah. Niggas want to try to say who got shit from who. Nigga, this all the information been recycled because it's the true facts of us, nigga. And obviously, we ain't got it yet. If we got it yet, then the universe wouldn't keep sending messages down here to wake y'all ass the fuck up. Nigga, Dr. York, go listen to his shit, nigga. He told you your ancestors been trying to communicate with you for years. But you ain't going to look him up, because the first thing you heard about him, he was a child molester. See how they do you? And go look up any political prisoner. You ain't going to look up Mutola Shakur, because the first thing you see, he's some wild radical. That's they going to make you think. You ain't gonna go looking for Larry Hoover. They got you thinking he's a fucking gang leader, and he's not. The people doing all that killing don't reflect Larry Bernard Hoover stand for. Growth for development, social development, educational, economic, political, social development, and I'm gonna leave it at that. Come on, man. They don't understand the struggle. It's our real struggle, it's people. You see, y'all will never know that. Because the media always paint our great thinkers and leaders as either murderers, rapists, gang leaders, drug dealers, everything but what they are, because they fear us waking up and rising, and niggas go for it every time. Niggas go for the same shit every time on every motherfucker. It don't matter if a motherfucker lying, saying they rape, lying, saying they murder. It's the principle. We're talking about a system. Nobody should be able to just say some shit and they go to jail. Y'all shouldn't even be able to put nobody in jail because you the motherfuckers that fucked everything up. So if anybody needs to go sit in jail, it's y'all ass. That's who needs to be in jail. Not nobody else. The only motherfuckers need to be in jail is the descendants of the kids who forefathers massacred and led the massacres and stole everything from us and set up these motherfucking slave laws, these Jim Crow ass laws that still exist to this day. Y'all the murderers. It's like Nino Brown said in that. You know what's so crazy, y'all? Hold on, let me bring it down, y'all. Hold on, y'all. We'll put it back up. Y'all know what's so crazy, bro? It's, you know, I was watching New Jack City, man, a couple months back. And when I was a kid, it never hit me what Nino Brown said, man. That man said some shit, boy, on that movie. And then I see why they went and got Locke Wesley Snipes up for tax evasion years later. Because, you know, he wrote his own lines in that movie. Wesley Snipes did in that Nino Brown. He wrote that speech at the end himself. That was him. When he was in the courtroom, after they found him guilty for being a drug kingpin, he stood up. He was like, on my mama, he stood up. He was like, guilty? No. Guilty? I'm not the one that's guilty. No. You're the one that's guilty. Look around. Now, one of us in here owns a poppy field. That's what he said. Now, one of us in here owns a boat. He's going to say it again. When they told Nino Brown he was guilty, he stood up. He like, guilty? No, I'm not guilty. America's guilty. You're the ones that's guilty, all of you. All of the lawmakers, all of the politicians, all of you who lobby against making drugs illegal. He said, look around. Not one of us in here owns a poppy field. Don't none of us here owns a boat. Oh, no. This is bigger than Nino Brown. This is big business. This is the American way. Now, fuck you gonna say I'm guilty? What? And then you wonder why they hit his ass with tax evasion years later. That's New Jack City, young blood, whoever that is. You got to be somebody, one of the young guys, because you don't know what the movie. But yeah, that's New Jack City with Wesley Snipes. He was talking about the system. And it's not just the judicial system that's fucked up like that. So they can do that to me. Make a motherfucker just say anything about me. Oh, now they hear they come with a charge and a reason to try to jail you. Now everybody want to question what you're teaching. That's why I said I would never respect the laws of the country ever again. They make it too easy to incarcerate somebody, man. Behind some bullshit. I can get mad at your motherfucking ass right now and say you did some shit, they gonna come grab you. You ain't even in the state, nigga. You have a whole something on you. Facts. Because these people only want bodies. And that's just the judicial system. When I'm talking about the system, I'm talking about the educational system, the economic system, the judicial system, and the fuck. We talk about all that. We get the education. It's the same thing. Ain't taught you shit. The system. They ain't told you shit. Ain't taught you nothing. Taught you how to be a good house nigga. That's what they taught you. House Negro. Yes, sir. Yes, master. No, master. If you speak too loud, you deem a threat to the community. You know? It's just a system. They don't teach you how to use your brain in school. They use your school, they use your brain like a motherfucking cup and pour a bunch of shit inside your brain. They didn't shake it up and tell you to drink it. That's what they do to your brain. Everything in school is just like this. This school, y'all. It's a good example. Let me tell you something. Now, this is a school book. We're going to pretend it's a school book. Now, this is what they do. They give you an article. Like this one here says, what to expect when you're anywhere around Rocky Mountains. okay? And then they'll go into a whole chapter like this. So this is them pouring shit inside of your brain. Blah, 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 blah. It's going to look different this year. The iconic landmark next to the Grand Lake was not spared from the devastation of the East Troublesome Fire. They're giving you history about the location, which blew up October 21st and burned nearly 200,000 acres in da-da-da-da-da-da. The fire scorched more than da-da-da-da-da, right? But then, once you get to the end of the book, they'll ask you questions like, okay, so for example, they'll say right here, angling for a good time in Grand. And then on page 2,
not sure why the audio went out. Let's see.
You should say that has to be a bad thing he's holding in his hand. You know, I'ma say the nigga that was who says the bass. You see what I'm saying? My point I'm making is they've already told you, they've preconditioned your mind with the answer already. Nigga, John caught a bass. So even if that's not a bass, that could be a shark. But they told you, John caught a bass. Now that's how they train to accept the lie. They ask you, did John A, catch a bass, B, catch a shark, C, run to the store, or D, none of the above? If you don't circle A, they're going to tell you the answer is wrong. Even though the answer is B, and that's really a fucking shark. This is how they manipulated us in school. They literally put the real answer there, too, just to make sure your ass accepts the lie. For example, they showed you a globe, and they asked you, is the world A, round, B, flat? They asked us as kids. Y'all don't remember, but they did. Cause I remember the little test. You had to learn your shapes in the globe. Is that a globe? B, is it flat? See, you are not a globe, it's round. If you did decide to use your own brain and just think a little bit, like, you know what? Who's to say the world is shaped like a globe? What if it is like a plane? I'm going to put D, none of the above. They're going to say they would have told you you were wrong. And now if they mark it wrong, you're already preconditioned to get what? Good grades. So now you got to go back home with this F. And now they use the parents to enforce their lies. Because now your mom and your daddy ain't thinking about the depths of it. So they were lied to as well. All they see is you got an F. So you failed in this system. So now you on punishment or you get your ass whooped. And you like, I ain't finna keep going on punishment. I ain't finna keep getting my ass whooped. So I'm going to study this lie and make sure next time I believe it and circle it. You see how they trained us? This is the system. We never taught like that. Your ancestors didn't teach you like that. Your ancestors used to do shit like this to ask you, like I always told you, they would ask you to come up with a question about the universe. In all our universities, ancient Timbuktu, they would ask you to come up with a question about the universe. You would have to think of a question. That would be your homework. And then when you came back in a couple of days to the temple, we would be like, so did you do your homework? And you'd be like, yeah. We'd be like, okay, well, what question did you come up with? And you would say, I came up with, why is the sky blue? We wouldn't say, well, that's right or that's wrong. We would say, okay, now we want you to take another 3 energy cycles to think about why the sky is blue. And then come back and tell us. Go meditate for 3 months, or what we would call 3 months today, and then come back to school. And you would go off and meditate somewhere and ponder on your question that you came up with. And you would go, and then I'd spend all that time with yourself pondering on the question you came up with. You are using your fucking brain. You're exercising and you're thinking your own thoughts, which is what you're supposed to do. If you don't think your own thoughts, then you just let somebody else think for you. You're not using your brain. And this is why they teach the way they teach over here in Western society. They teach by not using the brain. They deaden the brain. You spent all them years never using your brain. You only putting down what they told you it was. You never got your own chance to think about, well, what could it be? This is the statistic. Okay? This is why they want to kill me now. Because I'm going to return to telling y'all this type of stuff.
making you think. See? And I never tell y'all to listen to me and what I'm saying is right. I just ask you to go within. That's why I send you insight. I say I'm sending you the deepest of insight so you can see for yourself and come up with your own ways of your reality. Remember, we are multidimensional beings. Okay? So this, though, is the system. Now, let's talk about the economic part of the system, the economy. The economy is full of capitalists. It's built and based on capitalism. So it relies on a consumer. Okay? So that means that the big Fortune 500 companies are the parasites, and they rely on hosts, and these hosts are the consumers. And just like a parasite, or just like a fucking shark can use traps to lure prey, that's what these parasites do. But these traps are called marketing schemes, and they roll them out to you as commercials. You hear me? You hear me? So now, you are tied up in this economic system by contributing, because you help the companies make money by working in their factories. No matter where you work, it's a factory. Be it McDonald's, be it Foot Locker, be it GameStop, it's a factory. Okay? These factories rely on your energy. They feed off your chi, your life force. They cannot run without your life force. Okay? It's not the money, because they print the money. You think the people that own the Fortune 500 company are part of the 13 families that run the world. They don't need money. They print the shit. So when they pull you in to work for their company, they got you thinking that we got you working so our company can make money. No. They are harnessing your energy. They need your energy. So when you're there all day donating your energy and your ideas and your brain power and your life force to their agenda of their dream, what they trying to do, it is used as they harness the energy. Okay? This is what they got you working for. Because it takes your energy and it takes your time. So even though we know time isn't real, this is what it does, though. It takes your energy and it takes your time, leaving you with none for yourself. So let's say if you did want to start your own company, how can you ever get out the rat race when you always working just to pay bills? And then if it ain't no bills got to get paid, you got to buy your kids some shit so there's still bills, or buy yourself some shit. So now most people end up working just to pay bills. They never have any money saved up, because they only making enough just to pay bills, right? So how can these people put money to the side to ever stack up money to invest in their own company so they can get out the rat race, right? Because it's not designed for you to get out. The only way you can do it is to have supreme faith and belief in yourself and just walk the fuck off the job like I did. And go, I had to have faith. I don't like to call it faith because that sounds religious, but I'm saying faith because I know y'all are used to that word. But I had to believe in self. I had to realize, you know, tap into self. You know, sit with self. You can do that. But if you see her doing that, you spend your whole life working for them. And most people don't keep that job their whole life, do they? So you work job to job to job to job, building a resume that don't mean shit. Okay? Because you build your resume for what? You're not the owner of that company. So at any moment, you can get your ass fired. The company, it ain't got nothing to do with how hard you work. The company could decide to downsize. That means they got to cut employees so that they don't have to pay that much overhead on the budget. Because when you're a business owner, you know what I'm saying, you have an employee budget and you have a maintenance budget. These are the people that work for you. You got to pay your employees, but then you got to pay your maintenance budget, which is keeping your company, the shit to keep your company running, right? So most people that don't think with that type of boss mindset, they think like an employee. You think like an employee. You think like a worker. You're supposed to be thinking like the boss you are the whole time you came here, God. You all right?
So you got to understand it. Like, what if the company just needs to release them? Okay, if the man, okay, say a company making $10,000. Let's talk business administration 101. Let's say a company is making, which also happened with the college board too, and then got locked up on my temporary. But let's say a company is making, say you make $10,000 a month, right? Okay, you can't profit all that because you have employees. So you might have 5 employees and you pay them $1,000 a month. So that means that would be your employee fee. So now that'll leave you with $5,000, right? And then you're going to have a maintenance fee, right? You might have a janitorial company. You got to pay the gas. You got to get the equipment, the tools. So that might be another $2,000 a month. So you're really going to be making $3,000 a month. Although you make a $10,000 a month, you're only making $3,000 a month. So you might be like, because you got to pay $5,000 in employee budget and then your maintenance fee. So you're like, damn, you know what? I don't want to make $3,000 a month no more. I want to make $6,000 a month. So what would you have to do to make $6,000 a month? You're going to have to cut, like, fire, like, 3 motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got nothing to do with how hard they work. You trying to put more money in your pocket, and that's what the big four, that's what the companies do, okay? So you can never be an employee thinking just having faith and working for no motherfucking body else. And you will never get ahead working for nobody else. On top of that, yes, somebody said taxes, yes. Did you know that motherfuckers that make under $100,000 or less a year, they pay more in taxes than motherfuckers that make? Did you know that the more money you make, the less money you pay in taxes? Do not believe that fucking lie about the more you make, the more they take. No, nigga, the more you make, nigga, the less you pay in taxes. Because there's all types of shit you can do to hide your money. They got corporations, S-corporations. You can hide your money. You can hide your money in a motherfucking trust, nigga. And that's what rich people do. They hide their money in trust, and they hide their shit in corporations. So guess what? If you hide your shit behind a corporation, the government, you don't got to pay taxes first. The government only tax you on the money that you have not, that you haven't spent. I'm giving y'all some game right now, nigga. I'm giving y'all free. This is called Financial Literacy 101 right now. You hear me? I'm telling y'all some real shit, giving y'all the codes, man, like I always do. People with money behind, they money behind corporations, man, and fund and trust. So they don't really end up paying no taxes at all. You know what I'm saying? Rich people, I'm trying to tell you, they don't, man. They don't be paying no taxes, nigga. That's why they say the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, nigga. They make all the poor people pay taxes. They pay all the tax money, nigga. And then now, and then, you know, you getting taxed, nigga. Think about it like this. Most people make it between $25,000 and $50,000 a year at on average. You know what I'm saying? That's on average. Now, you have, let's say you work for Nike. You work at Foot Locker or something. Foot Locker made $1 billion this year. They only, out of their employee fee, they only paying you $25,000. Why the fuck are they taxing you? You just helped them make $1 billion. All right? You only getting $30,000 of that. You doing all the footwork. So without you in their factories, their stores can't run. Okay? So if y'all only paying a motherfucker 30 racks a year, you making $1 billion plus. You getting nowhere like a motherfucker, especially if I'm putting in all the footwork. That's what I had to think about, y'all. I'm putting in all the fucking footwork. Hold on, how much y'all making a year? See, that's what motherfucker got to start doing. Wherever you work, think about how much they make in a year and then how much they pay you. And then they want to tax you, state tax, medical tax, this tax, that tax, that tax. Gee, how are you going to tax me and you barely pay me anything and I'm putting all the work in? And we wondering why the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer. Nigga, I just helped you make $1 billion, nigga. You wouldn't make that shit without me, nigga. You was on a jet somewhere, nigga. I'm in this motherfucker dealing with employees, customers all day, yelling at motherfuckers, getting cussed out, motherfuckers trying to shoot, and especially motherfuckers work security. Y'all be about to get y'all ass whooped for that little $30,000 a year. You feel me? Because there's been a couple times I've been trying to blow y'all ass down in certain locations. Like, boy, this nigga taking this job too seriously up here. You hear me? They don't even pay you enough like that, dog. The medical fees ain't going to help you with this seven hit you in your shit, boy. You're going to need more than that, you know what I'm saying, to get you back right. You're going to need facial reconstruction surgery, all that shit. Going to cost a whole lot of money that you ain't got. And you, I mean, the security. I done had some rude-ass, reckless, disrespectful-ass security guards, bro. You feel me? I be like, bro, this nigga acting like a nigga won't knock his ass out of us, especially the ones that be armed. Like, I don't give a fuck if you armed or not. Your ass security, nigga, you better calm your ass. You better calm your ass down. Nigga, you ain't the feds, nigga. You ain't U.S. Marshals, nigga. You ain't CIA, nigga. You ain't even state trooper, nigga. You ain't the police. You ain't no the head detective or none of that. Nigga, you security, nigga. Be cool, fam. This motherfucker beat your ass and disarm your ass, then you gonna wanna put a case on the nigga. Or a nigga spin them back up to this motherfucking gear on your ass and FaceTime your ass out here behind this old goofy shit. You on some tough shit for no reason. You up there? Motherfucker FaceTime your ass out here. You feel me? With the whole clip. Leave your ass unrecognizable around this bitch. Then the nigga, then niggas gonna say a nigga wrong. No, fall back. You taking your motherfucking job too seriously. Nigga, you too aggressive. They don't even take all that. You feel me? Like, y'all know I ain't lying. They be over-aggressive. Like, gee, you a security. Okay? So I'm saying it to say this for a reason. Think about somebody in that type of job. You know what I'm saying? They risking their life. They're 30, 40, 50, even if it's 60,000, you could die any day on your job. Even if you're a fucking cop. Cops, y'all. Why are y'all upholding this unrighteous law? They don't even pay y'all like that. Boy, y'all be in the middle of some shit, nigga. Y'all be going on high-speed chases, nigga. Y'all be doing bank robberies, nigga. Y'all be in whole AK-47 shootouts with niggas. Y'all be really putting y'all life on the line for that little couple. Because cops don't get paid like that either. I don't know if y'all know that. You don't be getting no bag like that. The police, they don't get paid like that. Nigga, they ain't gonna get paid like school teachers, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It don't add up, y'all. It don't add up, man. All the money y'all help make the country in, and then y'all got to walk around and be unsafe, because y'all know right now the public is fed up with the police. So y'all only good when y'all on the clock. Nigga, off the clock, it has to be hell being a police officer, bro. I know y'all be high, y'all selling. It's corona season, too. Nigga, y'all be average.
I mean, I don't want to know I'm 12, you know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody to know I'm 12.
Especially in black ones.
I don't want nobody to know I'm 12, shit.
Now, I know it got to be like that. You know, don't act like y'all ain't feeling comfortable when y'all ain't on the ship. They don't care what you say. With all the shit going on, and y'all know, we know how y'all moving, y'all cannot feel comfortable when y'all not on the clock. I couldn't be comfortable not on the clock if I was 12, nigga. I'm like, man, it's real out here. It's fuck 12 everywhere we go. Because we know y'all the biggest gang. So, nigga, the whole world on y'all ass. Nigga, the whole world like fuck 12 right now. Nigga, y'all ain't got no legs to stand on with the community, nigga. Niggas don't give a fuck what y'all do. Nigga, y'all ain't got no legs. Nigga, niggas is against y'all in every situation. Like, nigga, y'all could be right and niggas still gonna be like, y'all was wrong. That's how much y'all done fucked up with the public. I'm just being real with y'all ass. You know, y'all ain't got no legs, so it's gotta be fucked up being off the clock. But I'm saying the right, it's the system, y'all. Y'all don't think about how you work in these jobs and you're helping this company. Okay, we could even do basketball players, nigga. I don't give a fuck the robots, the Mach 5s, nigga, or the niggas that sold out and they now. Sit on the end of the bench, or they go no further than the sixth man from this. Nigga, listen, right? I don't give a fuck if Nike gave LeBron James $400 million. How much money do you think Nike make a year, though? It'll never balance out. I don't care who you go to. It will never balance out. It'll never balance out, nigga. That's what y'all go wrong. Niggas be like, the baseball players, you got a $500 million deal for 10 years. And how much you think they going to make off him? How much money did the Cardinals going to make off him in them 10 years? If they can afford to get him $550 million a year, $500 million over 10-year period, how much did they get? And they make it. It will never equate to the work that we put in. It's the factory workers, y'all. That's what I'm trying to get everybody to see. And this is the system. See what I'm saying? And it's not designed for you to be your own boss, because then you will pass down wealth to your kids. See, let me tell you something. Most white people, unless they just poor or middle class, most white people pass down money to their kids. Like, they leave trust funds to their kids. Like, fact, like, no lie. Did y'all know that this is how this should be going in a good, rich, white American home? This is how it goes. When Tommy is born, Tommy immediately is set up with a trust fund. I'm talking about at the hospital, nigga. Before the birth certificate gets signed, he got a trust fund. Okay? Then Tommy's mother and his father is going to put Tommy on both of their credit. And guess what they're going to do? Unlike black people and Latino people, they're going to pay their goddamn bills. So by the time little Tommy gets motherfucking 18, not only do he have the trust fund with like them to have a ticket in that bitch, but his credit scores through the roof. Because little Tommy, his mother and his dad, they ain't been enslaved. This system wasn't forced upon them, so they know all the tricks to it. So they knew to start Tommy the trust fund as a baby. You know what I'm saying? But see, Riri mama ain't do that. When Riri got here, when little Riri got here, when she got here, when Riri mama got here, soon as Riri came out, guess what her mama did? Went and put a motherfucking cell phone in her name. Went and got a whip in her name. Went and motherfucking bought a whip for her baby daddy and put it in Riri's name. You ain't even gonna be with this nigga down the road. You so selfish at the moment. You know what I'm saying? This ain't even your, you know what I'm saying? You ain't married to him or nothing. You done put a whole car in Riri's name. You hear me? For him, though. Guess what? And ain't gonna pay it either. Ain't gonna pay it. Fuck Riri shit up. Boy, by the time Riri get 18, boy, nigga, no, she ain't got no trust fund, okay? And no trust left when she find the fuck out. Well, her mama and her dad did. Well, her daddy wasn't even in her life. Because, you know, that ain't how Riri grew up. Her daddy wasn't there. Then because her daddy and her mama ain't get along. So Riri grew up with a bunch of other niggas as her daddy, okay? Where, while little Tommy had his mother and his father all the way through, okay? So now Riri turns 18, and guess what Riri finds out? Not only does she not have a trust fund, but she has a reason not to trust shit else ever again in life. She probably ain't going to talk to her mama until she's 30 behind this shit. When she find out, she can't do shit in her life because her mama got all type of shit in her name. She 15 racks in debt at 18, and then y'all laughing. But this shit goes on in our community, boy. Boy, I got cousins, boy. Listen, boy, my auntie's some dirty dogs. I'm trying to tell you, my auntie's some dirty. Oh, there are some little dirty dogs. I ain't going to air y'all out on this live stream because it's still family. But some of y'all some dirty dogs. Y'all know y'all is, man. Don't put all that shit in my cousin's name like that. You know what I'm saying? No, goddamn well, y'all ain't had the funds to pay that shit. Nigga, my cousin had all type of motherfucking VCRs, motherfucking all type of shit in his name. You hear me? Shit never got paid back. Motherfucking all type of blockbuster unpaid rental fees. You hear me? I'm talking about cribs, nigga. Shit got to adding up. Nigga, we turned 22, cuz, trying to bust moves. They talking about cuz, $11,000 in debt. And he don't know how he going to pay it. He go to my auntie and they ass can't help him. She like, why y'all ain't tell him? She, y'all thought he wasn't going to never get old, motherfucker. Like, he going to never be an adult, motherfucker. Hope he wasn't going to find out. Fuck, he's going to find out eventually. Shit, you, I don't get it. But like, yeah. So I'm showing you the system. And we laughing because we all can relate. But it's true, though, y'all. This is the system, man. And this is the system I'm fighting against. This is the system we trying to break, nigga. That's why I say we got to set up to the economic system, the judicial system, the political system. Come on, man. Voting, are you serious? By now, niggas should know your vote don't count. And it hurts me because it's like we got ancestors who fought and died so that we could have the right to vote. Because they didn't know better. But we can't knock them because we in the Aquarius age, so information is prevalent. We in the information age, so it's different. We are more blessed than they were. You know what I'm saying? They are limited. But to know they fought and died for the right to vote, only to find out that voting, we never had it. It wouldn't have made a difference. It was just a ploy to keep us calm, to stop anarchy. You know, they don't want anarchy. You know what I'm saying? That's what was going on in George Floyd. Like, when it's all lawlessness and people come together and say, fuck the system. They don't want that when we're trying to fight for freedom. We not saying it shouldn't be a judicial system. I feel like if it's going to be a judicial system, that shit need to be fair and correct and righteous, nigga, if y'all going to do it. And y'all just start with y'all motherfucking selves, nigga. Y'all need to go sit themselves first. You feel me? And then y'all can come out and be judges and motherfucking law lawyers and motherfucking litigators and working up in the House of Congress. How they got all the criminals working in Congress? The whole goddamn House of Congress. All that shit, nigga, them niggas criminals, House of Representatives, all that ass, them the criminals, the gangsters, boy. Them the real gangsters. Nigga, we ain't no gangsters, nigga. Them the real gangsters, nigga. The lawmakers, nigga. The politicians, nigga, those that be sitting up in Congress, that decide on the law, sign off on shit, boy, them the gangsters, boy. Them the real killers. Them the real rapists, nigga. That's Pizzagate, nigga. Them the real murderers. Them the real drug dealers right there, nigga. That's the CIA connect. Nigga, who you think the CIA connect is, nigga? You feel me? House of Representatives, Congress, nigga. That's why I don't fuck with none of that shit no more. And all you gotta do is just do a little research, nigga. You're gonna see how corrupt politics is, boy. Nigga, politics worse than in the streets, boy. That shit get real gangster, boy. They be killing niggas and everything. They be killing other politicians. Boy, they be, yeah, it get real grimy. It get real grimy, boy. And they all on the same side, nigga. I don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, nigga. They get on TV and argue with each other and act like they give a goddamn. And when they argue with each other, as soon as the cameras go off, nigga, they shaking hands, nigga. They elbow to elbow, nigga. They sipping croquette, they eating croquettes and sipping tea and eating cheese and crackers, nigga. You feel me? And laughing. You feel me? They really think they not with they together. Boy, them the gangsters, man. Them the gangsters, man. That's who I speak out against. That's what I'm like. It got to be fuck the system, G. They can't just be, they're like running the guys. He's free now. They put a false case on him. Feel me? Kind of locked the man up for a bogus murder. He ain't even fucking dude. For just hit him with some second degree because they already follow him and they know that he woke. Like, nah, he shouldn't have to sit. He shouldn't have to bond. He shouldn't have to none of that. And then if a motherfucker staying strong, now y'all want to come kill a motherfucker. Well, y'all ain't got to get to that point because there can't be no us sitting in no type of system. Whether it's the judicial, the educational, the economic, all that shit got to be changed and dissolved. And we willing for y'all to change it. Can y'all change it righteously for us? Y'all not going to do that, so that's wrong fucking ass, nigga. Because I know everybody that came before me, I study history. Everybody that came before me that did ask, y'all ain't do it. So I be demanding. I'm damned if I do. I'm damned if I don't. Nigga, when I was selling drugs, I had to worry about going to jail and getting killed, nigga, or killing somebody. When I was gangbanging in Chicago, nigga, and then when I got out the streets and now I changed my life around, now I got to still worry about death threats from y'all because I'm waking my people up speaking this type of truth. I got to worry about y'all any day now coming out of nowhere with a false charge since I let my baby mama motherfucking false charge me with a fucking kidnapping back in May, damn near for my son. Well, come on, man. I can't even get my son back down here in Georgia. They ain't got no money or nothing. It's all to try to fuck with my vibration. You feel me? Like, and they don't just do this to me. I do this to so many. That's why it's like, it got to be fucked the whole system. Come on, man, y'all done put a whole virus out here, man. That's part of the social system. You fucking up the social system. That's social engineering. That's called social engineering. That's another part.
Right. That's...
Running around.
beautiful. Those instruments. I had to play that song because it has a lot to do with the broadcast. You know, I put a spell on you. There was and has been a spell cast upon humanity. I want to say Age of Aries, but the cycle of Aries. Let me say that. But, guys, gratitude to the ancestors. Gratitude to the ancestors. Gratitude to everybody, anybody who has been through Enhancing Awareness Radio. Gratitude to the caller 708. I see you on a lot of broadcasts. Gratitude to you for always being here. Yes, guys. Please join discussions in the classroom every other Tuesday. They're going to be on this Tuesday, guys. Go on the discussions in the Black Room. Go on the archives. Their last broadcast, their last two for me, has been powerful. You know what I mean? So please be sure that you're supporting and checking them out as well. Sasha has her book still available on Amazon, you guys. His or her true I had to look for it, but she'll tell you in the broadcast. But if you'll see, if you go in the show notes, you'll see the book promo and some of the shows. Truth to Power. The name of the book is Truth to Power. And also Professor Kaba, his book, Christianity Before Spirituality Versus Religion, I believe it is. But anyway, guys, be sure that you're checking them out and supporting them as well as you support us in the classroom. They are on 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Central. And also, guys, what else? In the motivational classroom, I think Eternal and Auntie LJ may be out for a little while. Eternal, he's traveling and doing a lot of stuff and building his own brand as well. So just know that, you know, everybody's going to be kind of popping in and out. And also you could possibly expect to have, you know, more guests come on. The topic of abortion, guys, you know, those laws that have been passed here in Texas, you know, I want to bring in more people. I'm going to pull in more of my people. You know what I'm saying? If I got to drag them out. I'm going to pull in my people so they can talk. And we can, and these discussions that we're having behind the scenes, guys, we can bring them to the forefront. You know, we don't have to be scared, especially this isn't a live feed, you know. We discuss things, you know what I mean, behind the screen. A lot of us don't like to be in front of the screen like that. And I'm one of them, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather be a producer in the background than to be, you know, at the front of the stage, believe it or not. But anyway, a lot of gems, guys, that Rashad dropped. You know, America is North Africa. What if America was North Africa, right? He spoke on the directions, guys. Just what if, you know, this whole system, this whole matrix, this whole world, you know, design, you know what I'm saying? Like, what if what we think is north is south? And what if all of this shit is actually backwards? You know what I'm saying? And this whole shit was built in reverse. Like, I don't think we have an idea of the level to where everything is in reverse. I think where we think it on some things, but we have no fucking idea of how deep this rabbit hole is. Rosewood, Florida, guys. I always speak about that. There was more than one Black Street, Black Wall Street. Black Wall Street was not the only thing. They were not the only people just in Oklahoma. Just think about it. You have a vast amount of people. You have a world so broad, and you're only honing in on the Black inventors or great Black people of one little place, and then Oklahoma at that. You know what I mean? I mean, if you really think about it, you know, just the history that has been told and mapped out just really paints one big holographic spell, one big fucking one picture. Just think about it, really. Just one picture, you guys. They feed you the imagery of one type of reality. We got to let the slave shit go. Slavery, hear me when I say this again. Slavery is a program that we regurgitate over and over. In respect to the elders, I love y'all. And I do understand, you know, that we should know our history and all that. But at some point, we got to let this slavery shit go. All right? We got to let this slavery program go, too. Now, a lot of people may have to die out in order for it to truly happen. And we understand that. But we letting it go. And that's just order. We letting it go. So prepare yourselves as we begin to shift. Prepare yourself as we begin to shift, guys. I love y'all. I love y'all. And shout out to the ancestors. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Till next time. Peace.
Ajaloru, Winnie Winnie, me be my answer. Afifi, Jeje, Efufu, Leje, Yawa, Oyao, Ashe.
Iba, Oya, Ajalaya, Ajaloru, Winnie Winnie, Miba, Miba, Ma.
Ajalaya, Ajalaru, Winnie Winnie, me be my answer, Afifi, Jeje, Efufu, Leje, Yawa, Oyao, Ashe,
Iba.
Ankarele.
Oya, oya. Oh yeah.